White bitch do what I said.
Yeah.
Hello, and that's how we're starting the pod. That's interesting.
Niggas down your
okay.
beard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout
yeah.
out to Q, though. That's album of the year.
That shit is so fire.
It's only it's just March, too.
Exactly. No, I'm already saying it. Who else is coming hard to stop by bitch Cardi? Shout out to Cardi.
Yo, stop it.
You know what
I'm anyway, next. All right. Yo, it's the Uncut Podcast. Anyway. We got special guests today.
Oh, it's June. It's me. I'm the
it's
special
June.
Guest. Yes.
It's June.
All got them cool little introductions y'all niggas be having. Like Maurice, the bitch with the what'd he say? The nigga with the mac and cheese.
That's a verse.
Bro, what the hell
song.
Did he say? I'll be forgetting.
Okay,
Maurice
so that's
Anthony, the nigga that has your bitch buckling at the knees. Also the nigga that has that shit sounding like mac and cheese.
Saying. I just I don't got a cool
Yo, that's a bar. That's two bars from a song we got from years ago. We rapped on Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe.
I was gone. I'm screen recording this right now to send to Vince, but I needed to show you this. This is what I was gonna send you this and say this is what I this is me every time niggas tell me to listen to Vultures.
Yo, fuck out. Fuck.
You gotta at least hear it, okay?
Yo, come on.
It's gonna be on the screen.
Man, stop.
You don't want to listen to that new Ye Ye?
Man, stop it.
Ew, don't that's disgusting. That movie is fucked up, by the way.
What
if
movie
y'all
is
watching
this?
It,
Fall.
That movie is fucked up.
What movie is this?
Fall.
I've never seen this.
It's very fucked
What's
up.
What's it on?
Oh, no, wait. If you have anxiety, don't watch this movie. I'm just
no,
letting
I know
right
what
now.
This
like,
is.
Really, literally.
Every time.
Literally.
Yo, come on, man.
I hate
all
the movies
eyes are on
where
me.
You think shit is just fine and you good to go, and then boom, some
Don't
shit.
Hold my tongue.
No. Do not watch this without ganja, is what I will tell you.
That's me every time you tell me to
man,
listen to Vultures.
Stop it.
Hey, the title track Vultures on there is crazy.
Yeah,
that shit was crazy.
Hey,
Pump J went crazy on that motherfucker, man. I ain't with
the
Vultures.
I can hear the money calling. I pick up the first ring.
That nigga went crazy. And Dirk went crazy on that. What that nigga say? He said, big ass goofy. You what he say? Some shit like that.
Yo, he was bugging.
That nigga was going crazy.
Yo, shout
hardest
out.
Nigga on earth.
I'm not really
from earth. That
nigga,
shit was gas.
Come on, talk,
that shit was gas.
Yo, that is Morgan Alexis. Hello, damn. Okay. Anyway,
I already did mine.
It's, I can hear the money calling. I pick up the first ring.
That
come on.
Nice,
he was
listen,
on
I'm just okay. Y'all know who I am already, so
yo,
it's cool.
I know.
Y'all know who I am. Okay, anyway, hello everybody. Hope
I'm
everybody's doing well.
Niggas can't hear me for real.
Yo,
they
you
can hear
bro.
You. You
bro,
what are you talking about?
Bro, would you feel better right. if we turned up?
Nah, it's cool. I'm lit.
No, do you want me to turn you up?
No.
Turn me up in the headphones.
Shocker, you turn me up.
Nah, I just didn't have
please
the,
don't.
I didn't have the other headphones.
All right, bet. Oh yeah, Vincent Raven in the building.
Yeah,
shout out to Mr. Raven. Shout out to y'all.
Our road
no,
caster.
Shout out to Raven. I'm beefing with
what's
Mr.
Philly. What happened with
our
Vince?
Me and Vince beefing.
Our roadcaster only has four microphone inputs, so we won't be hearing from Vince and Raven today. Sorry. Everybody.
They'll be on the next one.
But we do have June here. June's hanging out with us.
Yes,
today.
I'm here.
It's
Hold
June.
On, wait,
wait.
Mark,
it's June.
Mark.
Wait, what?
Oh, word. Oh, yeah, that is
yeah.
my
oh, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, okay,
that.
Yes, absolutely
a
for
bunch,
that.
A bunch of alcohol, I'm not going to
yeah,
drink.
I'm dead. Yo, chill, you got to knock this off.
Your wife will drink it.
That's fine.
Hey.
Yeah, he got a cake.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Yeah, because we going on tour,
happy
niggas.
Happy birthday. Yeah, back to the aesthetic. You can move out of
we going. We going on tour, niggas.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Happy
this nigga birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, it is my birthday. It's not my birthday. Yeah, my birthday.
By the time this
Friday.
Out, it's gonna be your birthday. So,
are we busting it open?
Is it Friday?
Oh, that sounds really interesting. But okay,
I wanted to say it like that.
No,
it was
Diddy.
Funny.
Yo.
Oh. So, okay, yeah. I was wondering
where they came from. B Dubs.
Here we go.
This
here
nigga,
we go.
Where he bought them from?
Here we go.
Where he bought them from?
I'm gonna get some.
He bought them from B-Dubs.
Yeah, you gotta get some, bro.
I'm a wing connoisseur.
Yes.
You no, yo, you're not trying to go wing for wing right now.
Bro, I will out-wing you.
No,
my
you
whole
don't.
Life is
no,
wings.
You don't.
My
no,
nigga.
You don't. No, it's not.
My whole
nigga,
life is
nigga,
wings.
Hey, this nigga don't know.
Maurice?
He's not going wing for wing with me
we'll
right now.
We'll let you niggas know that the end of March into the end of April is just going to be annoying on this podcast because it's
yes,
my birthday.
Yes, yes. It's
hey, yeah,
my,
I'm turning,
I started off and then you
I'm turning
on.
28. On the 23rd.
It was 26 30 minutes ago. I just want to let
y'all
know that
is real,
ain't
by
nobody
the way.
Seen that.
The cap is real.
I pick up the first ring.
Damn. Okay. Wait a minute now. Listen, babe. Look. Oh, okay. God.
I need these. What's them Buffalo?
Them the Little Caesars?
Listen, red carpet.
For real, they Buffalo.
Here we go.
That's hard. He always trying to discredit Vince. I don't understand this.
Vince swear he cook.
Stop discrediting our videographer.
Vince swear he cook.
I'm gonna get the pick of the bake. You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Are we about to? Are we drinking some of the Barefoot
LLC?
I mean, I was finna see what's up with it.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
This nigga, hell yeah.
Yo, hell yeah for sure. All
right, man. Yeah, hell yeah, bro. For sure.
Hell yeah, for sure.
All right, how old is you turning?
31.
Big dog.
Yeah, stop it.
31. Big grown. How does that make you feel?
Grown.
Yo, it's, wait, don't, they ain't got to answer that if you don't want to.
No,
I
can't. Nice.
I feel like on, it's man. A shot.
Thank He'll you, Vincent Raven.
One day. He needs to know these things. I'm great. I'm good at 31. I thought I would be scared of
being 31.
I thought I'd be scared of being 30.
But I'm kind of scared of being 25.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 25 is awful. That. I don't envy you. 25 is terrible.
Nah, let me get 25 back with my knowledge now.
Yeah, oh, no, hell no.
My thing is that we dangerous. Didn't have that.
Yeah, we
didn't have that. So
yeah, we had
yeah.
to figure that shit out.
25 was what year? I'm 31, so 6 years ago. So that was 2018.
That was a bad year for me.
Oh, no. Nah, that was
a horrible year.
That was the beginning.
Woo!
2018?
Yeah, that was
did
not like that.
That's the beginning. Yeah. That was the beginning.
That's ain't got time to die.
That's
it.
That was sabotage.
No. I'm good, brother. I'm good on that. Yeah 25 is ass. But,
nah, but when I would fuck with that again.
But when I was getting ready to turn 30, I was petrified because I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was over, nigga.
It was bumping.
I just woke up like, damn, nigga, I'm finna die tomorrow.
I thought that. I was like, man, I got
cut
shit
it out,
going
child.
On.
Getting old is lit.
I ain't got shit
no,
going
it's
on.
Not. It not is. Not for real.
Okay,
it really is.
But I'm telling you what I thought I was thinking. Well, I would say what I was thinking at 29. I'm not 29 anymore. What I was saying was.
It could get like, ugly.
I was. Worried that because I was like, man, I ain't got my shit together. I ain't got no money. Like, everything ain't working out at all. Like, am I a failure, bro?
Yeah, and that's like, what I've been feeling.
We got to realize that, nigga, most of the niggas that we know, most of the people that we like, their careers didn't take off until their
Facts.
Late 20s, early 30s.
Facts.
You know what
Facts.
I'm saying? And it's also a blessing to be our ages and know what the fuck we doing with the rest
Facts.
Of our lives.
Facts.
So we have to keep that in mind, too. Not a lot of people have that luxury. And so, yeah, it's... 31 is cool.
That my nigga Ho was lit. Old when he dropped.
28.
Oh, damn, nigga.
Damn,
nigga.
28.
Two Chainz.
Y'all niggas
40.
Disrespectful.
For real?
This nigga
yes,
old,
Two Chainz like 45 right now.
I remember when Two Chainz first came out.
He was like 38 when he first yeah. came out. Yeah.
I did not know he was 38.
He was old. Right yeah.
And I mean, that nigga was too old to be doing half the shit he was doing, too.
Why?
He was
ready.
He was smoking on Exotic. That's it.
But you got to think from his perspective. I mean, from our perspective, when we was 21 and we found out Jay-Z didn't crack until he was 28, we was like, damn, we gonna be old as shit.
Bro, yeah. Jay-Z, Future, and it's another old nigga who's like makes it cool to be old. Pusha T makes it really cool to be old.
I think Nas does too. I think Nas does too.
But Ye 40.
I don't look at Ye and think old.
I don't think old either.
Thank you, thank you.
Cause Ye's like forever young
he
though.
Is, he
like
is.
I don't know. He's so youthful.
He made niggas feel like it's cool to be 40.
The nigga's so youthful.
But I also think that might be the tism. Like, let's keep that in mind. I think it might be the autism.
Yeah. Okay, there's something there.
Not too much.
I don't think so. I just think his brain is just,
he's just
hey.
That's how he's wired. You know?
I don't know what not too much means. I am autistic.
Come on.
I'm comfortably saying that.
I don't think so.
I don't think
that's what it is.
You don't think Kanye West is autistic, bro?
I didn't say that. No.
I say?
Jesus. Damn. Y'all be going too far.
I just want you to say one bad thing about him. Just say
it
one bad thing.
It won't happen, nigga. It won't happen, nigga.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad, by the way. That's not what I mean.
I didn't say that.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. I mean, say something that's not as nice about.
Last getting cut.
Yeah, that is getting cut, actually, for you. Anyway.
I'm not cutting this shit. Y'all niggas got to stop saying bullshit.
I'll text my producers
say,
on the side and be like, cut
no,
that
you
up.
Don't. You walk in the next room.
Morgan's turning the pods. That's Morgan Jones. She said, wait, who's it? Alex Jones just spewing crazy shit.
Yo, this nigga funny.
Listen, I love 923. All right, anyway.
Bro,
so, I'm fucking with you.
Y'all niggas got to chill.
How you feel about you? You feel good about your birthday? You happy to be in the state? Everything's going
well.
Be
out of town.
Yeah,
this nigga
about to be on tour,
shit.
Right? You know,
he not gonna do shit.
Let him know.
For everybody,
where are we gonna be at?
Everybody who's listening, the day that this releases tonight, me and this guy, Sue Boy, are gonna be at Culture House hanging out performing.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha,
yes, sir.
Nebraska. Thank you for saying that.
Absolutely.
Not in Wichita, Kansas, but in Omaha, Nebraska. Shout out to Marcy Yates, OGI Kid,
Queasy. Yes.
I don't know how to pronounce the other gentleman's name on the flyer. I'm so sorry. It looks like Skua. If I fucked that up, my bad. But we're doing a pretty decent sized show on the 13th, the night before. So last night we played at the Replay Lounge.
Yes,
Lawrence,
shout
Kansas.
Out to Replay.
Shout Thanks out to Replay for phone.
Actually,
real nigga.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And then tomorrow we are going to be playing at the Ulrich for
yes.
Open Streets.
No, we're going to be playing at WSU for Open Streets, the art market. It's going to be some artists there with a bunch of different art, local artists, music being played by the cookie store. We are the
Is there a flyer
for entertainment.
That?
It's kind of.
Is my name out there? On
yes.
No, it just says the cookie
no,
store.
No, the name is out there. I sent it in the group chat the other day. Your name's there. Check it out. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I'll be on top of my job.
Yeah, it's dead wow. night, though.
Where, it, anyway, it, it I just, is, I'm but, only saying it because somebody was like, yeah, I know you'll be there. So
what does that mean?
Yo, chill. I got some off. Look,
some
I got some controversy.
Okay. All right, I love it. Yeah, your name is right there. All three of y'all.
Oh, anyway. Damn. Wait a minute.
It's a big deal.
How did she know I was going to be there, man? Oh.
That's public, so yeah. Anyway,
I'm
like I
dead.
Said,
yeah, I'm all right, dead. Damn.
Listen,
it is there.
All right. Yep,
the
damn.
Cookie store will be in the building. Come out noon to 1:30 at WSU. I believe it's 17th and Vassar is the corner we're going to be at. It's open streets, so it's blocked off. Everybody can walk in the street and everything. So pull up and come see us perform. I'm really excited about that show. So shout out to Kylie for putting us on that. Appreciate you, girl.
Yeah, shout out to Trapper for texting me every 30 seconds trying to get the show booked, too. We love you, Trapper.
Thanks for Trapper for texting me, always throwing dates and wanting us to go up there.
No fan shit, but I need to understand why his name is that.
We'll ask him off cam.
Probably his last name.
Actually,
that would be
actually
hilarious.
I know someone named Trapper that's like just a random guy. So, really? Outside of him.
Is that his last name?
I just
want
to let you know, y'all niggas know that I'm definitely finna just grab my wings out of here.
Oh, no.
I don't care.
Damn.
Just save me some, right, child.
Damn.
All right.
Look, I said, like, as long as I can eat a little wings,
Vince, you be
good.
Cooking for real?
Oh, yeah.
No, he say he do. He
Vince
say he do.
Here,
Vince don't seem like a cooker or something.
Thank you. Like, this nigga.
I cook.
I cook.
Let him know. Let him know.
Nigga, please. I ain't seen one.
Wait, don't cook.
That's cat. Niggas be cat. Like, that's cat.
It's just so weird to see like niggas cook. My daddy had never cooked coming up, like at all. Like he don't even know how to warm shit up.
Right, right. No, they be cooking.
Yo, only reason I'm gonna tell you the truth. Only reason I know how to cook and I even got good at it was because I dated this girl right after my first major relationship, and the bitch could cook. And then we fell off. And
you took her mannerisms.
It was just the first couple of weeks. I was like. Damn, this shit different. They gonna eat McDonald's every day. Like, I gotta figure this shit out, man. So I just got in there, and I was cooking them steaks well done. And then one day I flipped the switch, and now niggas can testify.
My pops told me that
I can cook.
My pops told me it's actually cheaper to eat out every day than it is to cook for yourself.
It is. I have this debate all the time. It almost is. So like, I guess if I'm single, you gotta buy your bitch some shit.
Yeah.
You know.
You right.
You can't never go nowhere and not buy your bitch some shit.
Period.
So, but anyway, I had this debate every day because I could spend probably $20 and eat twice. I only eat twice a day.
Like right.
Probably lunch, some lunch-ish type shit, and then dinner. I spend $20 a day because I can go to the grocery store and I'll literally spend like $150 and I'll get like, I'd be having like.
Damn, for just you?
Three meals. Yeah, bro. Shit. I mean, bro.
The price of groceries, absolutely.
Bro, you get three meals if you actually go grocery shop. Like.
This nigga said $150 off.
I'm telling you, bro.
Oh, for sure.
Bro.
For sure.
I'm telling you, I just went and dropped $100 and I barely got shit. I'm telling you, it's expensive. So I just be like,
my pants
I just,
if you can do it,
niggas jumped off that porch and was like,
shit got
hey,
real.
Nigga, open this shit back up.
No, for real, for real.
Like nigga, hey, open this. Hey, I'm still over at Mama Crib talking about, damn, you ain't made nothing.
Like, right, like, shit, nigga. You know I'm coming. A meal should be prepared. Yeah. Like,
nah, it's funny because my mom really don't cook no more like that. And then like the last time, one of the last two times I went over there, she like forced me to eat. She was like, I made this here.
Period.
Just like, it was neck bones and some black eyed peas.
Yes,
I was fucking that hell shut up. But I was like, damn, nigga, like, most of the time I come over here, y'all never want to cook. Like, this time
she was in a good mood
like,
that day.
She was like, nah, I made this, and she was just loading me up.
She knew
like,
it was good.
I'm good, chill. Bro.
She knew it was good. She was like, you going to try this today, because,
I mean, I respect it, but.
Did y'all do anything for the eclipse, you know? Did you go see it? Did you put your glasses on and check it out?
Hey, man, I put my crystals out.
Oh, God.
Yo, I'm just playing.
Listen. Your shit don't work then, if that's the case.
Why?
You in charge of your crystals, and this is where we at?
These wings ain't Walmart, respectfully.
Period, though, actually.
Yo.
Shout out to Missy. I love you. I don't know. She took me to the zoo. This was my birthday celebration. She took me to the zoo to see the eclipse. It was lit. Saw orangutans and monkeys and fucking fish and whatnot. It was cool.
What?
Wait, what? You
went to the zoo for the eclipse. Correct. Love that. Shop, what were you doing for the eclipse?
I was at work.
Same.
But we had like one pair of glasses between 15 niggas.
So y'all just was sharing and like, okay, yeah. let me look.
So really what happened was I found out Sonic was selling them hoes.
Yeah. And it was everywhere, actually. T-Mobile
they was giving
them
away. And then, so I ran to Sonic to try to get some glasses. And then it didn't happen for me. So then I just watched the eclipse at work. I really been spooked out, so anybody knew I've been talking to, I've been on sketch mode, like, nigga. Because I really been on some crazy time. Like, niggas been bugging the past 2 weeks. This shit been...
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to just say this. All right, the earth is like, what, 80% water?
Mm-hmm.
We like 80% water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just... Hey, y'all connect the
this
dots, nigga.
Shocked, bro.
Let's just connect the dots, nigga. This shit real a little bit.
Okay, shock just, baby. Get yo, the fuck out of here.
Hey, yo.
This nigga shock just turned to a conspiracy.
Yo, it's not a conspiracy, nigga.
Weird, dog.
Yo, how is it a conspiracy?
This nigga on his ab soul shit.
Yo, old soul, but my soul's new.
Crystal shocked. I love that.
Yo,
that's new.
Come on.
Yes.
Yo,
yes,
y'all not fucking with me?
You charging to the moon?
Crash land on the moon.
I was just playing on the crystals part. I'm not a crystals girl.
Listen, when the people gonna come for you, I'm just saying.
I like crystal girls. I'm trying to put
I gotta
them down.
Stay far away from crystal niggas. I have to, bro.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Please,
I'm a hoe.
Please.
Yes, I'm a hoe.
Wow. We're not
but
gonna admit that.
No, I am. I'm very okay with who I am. But what I'm saying is, look, right. Just fuck with me. Just fuck with me on this. 80% of the earth is water. You like 80% water yourself.
Wait, so what does that mean?
I'm waiting for the rest. What
does it mean?
Like, I'm just saying, like, so you mean to tell me that wouldn't affect you?
What?
If it was, yo, no,
this nigga got hella high one night.
This nigga think I was on you.
That nigga had to be fried, bro. That's a fried nigga thought.
Come on, gang. That ain't said with that.
Well, I don't even know what you're saying.
That, I'm just saying, y'all don't think that it could affect you? If that,
yo,
if
I'm
you're,
just saying, like,
what, is there more to the story?
That nigga fried. Yeah, what does it be like in
yo,
the
I'm
end?
Saying, I'm saying that eclipses and the moon and shit couldn't affect you if the earth is 80% water and it affects the earth. How could it not affect you?
I don't think anybody in this room
okay,
said
okay,
it doesn't affect
okay,
us,
it definitely affects you.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm getting at.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you're the last nigga to figure that out, gang.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
You're just making a point.
I mean, I 100% think it's... Definitely affects us as human beings.
Yeah, it got to.
Most certainly.
So, yeah, the eclipse, I felt like the past two weeks.
I was about to box niggas for the past two weeks.
I was like, yo, I'm ready.
Yeah, you've been being tested. You're right. You've been being tested.
Y'all niggas wasn't standing right next to a batch of flamingos like I was when the eclipse was going and all them niggas shut the fuck up because they thought it was nighttime. That shit was wild.
Listen, that's scary shit.
But why?
Because how do they see that?
For context, sorry, I got to learn the cameras. For context, though, we live in Kansas. It didn't get dark out here. So imagine.
But how do they see that?
Imagine animals thinking it's nighttime.
Is they eyes adjusted to that?
They feel it.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying,
you know?
It's a feeling. That's what I'm saying.
Now, but when I said it, niggas had jokes.
No, it was the way you were saying it was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know what you were saying.
No, my thing is, I'm not going. No,
we agree with what you're saying. It was what
I
you
do,
wasn't
I
making
do. The
sense
way
for
you
a
were
second.
Saying it was like, what? Yo, 80% water? You talking in wizards and
yo,
it's been
like,
parables
you
and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I'm, yeah,
he
nigga.
Like, When the dial spin on the five.
Yeah. You know what though? I'm not gonna lie to you. Me and Maurice talk about you behind your back about something. You totally do that with something else. You be talking in parables about something else, and we be making funny ass. We can't say on the pod.
I don't care.
But you are niggas do too much.
No, I don't.
I'm supposed to know what the shit means.
Niggas think this is what happens when you deal with Negroids.
Yo, this is great. You see the hate? Like you see the hate?
These niggas think it gotta be a code for everything.
Literally,
I told niggas. Yo, this crazy.
Oh my god,
niggas really not your.
We really make fun of you.
On the four with the dash.
Yo, nigga. Yo, come on, yo.
Bro, you know.
We be laughing at you.
Yo, it don't even be like that. Like, these niggas.
Hey, nigga, I hate if you know ass niggas, bro. No, fuck, nigga. I don't know, nigga. I don't know.
Don't play the push song ever. They don't ever play that push song.
Nah, if you know, you know. Go crazy, though.
Don't ever play that song,
bro. But
you niggas don't know shit.
That nigga said, if you know, you know, my nigga.
No, I don't fucking know.
I know. We know. We know, nigga.
And then my ass, I feel peer pressure to act like I'm in the know. So I'm like, oh, yeah. Let me Google that shit.
I'm tired of niggas. I'm tired of niggas, man.
What does this mean?
Nah, Morgan do yeah, you to death.
I do, because sometimes when you be saying, I be like, what does that mean?
I'm tired of niggas,
I heard that.
Man.
No, you didn't, nigga.
The numbers don't add up on the board.
Listen, anyway.
Man, if you know, you know.
What song is fucking fire, too. Yeah, that shit crazy. Ye went crazy on there.
What we Jeffing about today?
I don't want to use that because Wade brought it to the
pod. Fuck that.
Yo, it's on camera. I don't even need the hate beads. It's so displayed on camera. It don't matter.
It's a whole episode.
Are y'all quitting y'all job if y'all win 90K? That's my question.
That's dumb as hell. I seen that on Twitter. That's dumb as hell.
Yeah.
That's dumb
as
hell.
I'm not quitting my job if I
win 90K. No, you're not. Don't quit.
For everybody that know, for context.
90K, I'm straight for 17.
For him, you good.
Nigga, no.
Listen.
No, nigga. No, nigga. No, bro. Don't quit. Just trust me.
Bro, if I had 10 racks right now, I would quit my job at 17.
Bro, let me tell you the truth, nigga.
I'm great. I'm living with my parents.
I'm talking with that.
Yeah, right now, nigga. Go. You want to go make 10 racks?
He's talking about right now.
Right now.
No, that's not. How do I help him? That does not help you.
As a grown ass man, like if when I'm a grown man, I wouldn't do that shit.
At a job at Dillon's, you'll make 10 racks and you'll still be broke and you'll be like, damn.
Nah, not the same way.
Yes, it would. Yes, you would.
For context, there's a woman in Kentucky that won
she's
90K
stupid.
On a scratch off, and she quit her job.
She's stupid.
And people are debating on whether or not that's
she's
a smart
stupid.
Thing or if that's like,
unless
not
she
a good
put,
idea.
Unless she put all 90K on a parlay.
Well,
or
Shock, we can't say she's stupid. We got to understand her. Sir. Maybe she might be like a single woman, like a completely single woman.
She must be about to die in a year because she's going to be done with that.
Yeah, you got
to
look at age, where she
it's
lives, how many kids she got.
Because first off, you won 90K. The government's finna come and tax that. She gonna see 65.
Yeah, something like that.
She's done. She's cooked. She's stupid.
6,500.
Yeah, she cooked when you think of it like that.
She's 65.
I can take a year off for sure. I can take a year off.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 year. Congrats.
Yeah.
Let's do some math.
Right.
Let's do some math. Because I want to harken back to our episode. We talked about Dame Dash.
Right.
So my last job, right? I made $14 an hour. These are real numbers. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you obviously do that times 40, and then you times 2 that for a paycheck, $1,120 a month, right? Mm-hmm. You
right.
times that by 12, I was making $1,344, so $13,440 a year.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
$65,000 divided by $13,440 is almost 5 years. I could live exactly how I was living.
Nigga.
The only thing,
years.
The only
was,
thing,
yo,
wait,
can
the
we
only
be,
the thing you can't account for though is the rising cost of shit. What that would have, that would have gotten really
that's
you
true.
Way far back then.
That's
now that's
true.
Not gonna
yeah,
get you that
was how long
that's
ago?
Fair.
Yeah, that's not gonna get you that far. Ago. Yeah,
but you're right. But you're right.
You gotta
I didn't
account
think
for
about
that.
Inflation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also talking about again, and this is the same argument I had the last time. I'm talking about somebody who lives a very simple life. I don't.
You do.
Go buy
that's
shit. I don't have a car.
I'm the one that likes to go out. And
yeah, exactly. So I mean, my life.
I am. I'm that.
That's not gonna change because I have a decent amount of money, nigga. I would be just fine. Okay, especially. Also, we don't know if she quit her job so that she could chill for a bit before going back to get another one.
That's fair. We don't know the circumstances.
Then why quit? Just
because,
tuck the 90 racks and keep
right,
it going.
This could have been a down payment to a side
that.
Hustle.
Fuck
like,
that. I've
know.
Been working my whole life, nigga. I got 90 that's, bands. I'm finna take a year off. Fuck
I would take a year off.
No,
I would take a year off.
Don't take a year off.
I would take a year off.
Hey, Take that.
I'll take you off right now.
Take that vacation. You need it. Hey, because we had to learn that shit the hard way, nigga.
Niggas definitely take those vacations.
Grind
yes.
and don't sleep. Nope, no, nigga. Get some rest.
Get rest. Please.
Get some sleep.
Please sleep.
You need it, bro.
Don't hustle hard all the time.
You're
no.
tripping. You need to slow down, nigga.
The money
if you
be
get
calling. They don't pick up the first ring.
Oh,
you
God.
Goddamn right. Hey, hey, hey.
Here we go with your parables.
Hey. Ain't pick up
no,
the first ring.
I don't. I don't pick up the first, second, or third ring. You goddamn right.
Don't.
I really don't, bro.
I
don't give a fuck, bro. I give a fuck about me. I give a fuck about being good, nigga. That money shit don't mean shit to me.
Take 2 months off.
I would take a year off, my
bro.
Fuck,
no,
bro. I'm taking
fuck
a year off.
Nah.
We
nah.
actually know somebody that's doing that right now, and I'm like, yeah, I would
dead
do that.
Ass, just bro. Yeah. You've been working your whole
take
life.
Take 6 months
nigga,
off.
I have had a job since I was 14 years old. If I hit the lotto at 30, bro, get
it's
the
up
fuck.
And stuff.
Hey,
I'm out. I'm out.
Put them lottery tickets just to tease us. Brother, we never went in that.
I'm never being teased.
Somebody in Kentucky won it. Okay. So
we
somebody
went. We not. Yo, black people don't win a lottery.
This was a black woman.
What you doing with 90K?
Right. Actually, yeah. That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I would put a good amount of it away. And like
that's smart. Very
I'll
smart.
Put a good amount of it away for a rainy day.
Very smart.
And then I'll probably take 10K and just fuck around with it. I'll go buy a grill or some
Let
shit.
Let me get 60K.
Because I know I'm going to do some stupid shit, but I also know that I'm still responsible in the
exactly.
end. But if I get 90K, I know I'm fucking off the first
Listen.
10K. So I just put the rest of it away, and then I have
80K. Ruby Rose
at
getting,
17,
Ruby,
I that
Ruby
shit.
Rose getting 66K.
Oh, God.
Immediately. I would, because I got a car. Like, I got jump. Stuff I'm trying to do. I go buy me a crib and shit, too.
That's what I'm saying. I would get like a house
Let me
or
get
something.
Ruby Rose.
Like,
or Coyler Ray.
That's not enough money.
Coyler Ray, let me get Coyler Ray.
For
money.
Them, for 90K?
Yo, okay. First off, have you not seen
girl for 90K?
Have you not seen the...
They get 100 racks
so,
show.
Ruby Rose had a stalker.
Get them in what? What do you mean? Get them in what?
Break it down,
no.
sir. Break it down.
No.
Let me, Sell us what
let you
me,
You
me,
can't parable
me.
Your way out of this,
parables.
Honey.
Parables. What
even,
I said.
I can't even get this shit on. Y'all talking.
Okay. Be quiet.
Cook.
Go for it.
Cook.
Okay. So the joke was there is a man that had given Ruby Rose 66K.
That did happen.
Mr. Parables.
Happen. You are still Mr. Parables. I don't care.
Like,
wait, so, okay, you would
so
give him.
I was joking.
Oh,
was,
okay,
so
okay,
I was
okay, okay, okay.
Ruby
okay,
Rose
okay.
gets 66K.
I just had to
no,
make
sure. She didn't do nothing with that man. She just took a picture and went on her about her way and collected
I
her
know,
check.
That's why. But
y'all see
nah.
that nigga Aiden Ross gave Cardi $2 million.
I did
show,
see that.
Didn't even show his face. I was like, that nigga just fucked
yeah.
you over.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was a finesse.
He
for
said,
sure.
bro, I'm going to bless you. He gave him $250K off
yes,
bat.
Yes.
Said, damn,
yeah.
Aiden. He,
yeah.
That nigga just hold you.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like finesse, easy bag.
And I love Cardi, but like,
Cardi,
that nigga's not
Cardi,
worth $2 million.
Cardi
I'm not
finesse
lie,
Aiden
bro.
Ross for a show up, and he got $2.5 million. He never showed his face.
Yeah.
So.
He's a streamer.
Oh, he's a
streamer.
He's like
yeah,
a really famous
he's
streamer.
He's a famous streamer.
So, yeah, that was a finesse. I need. That's the type of licks I need
That
to
happened
hit.
With 21 Savage, too. I guess they, like, bet money on, like, a...
Nah, they,
yeah.
he was,
What was that bet?
That nigga bought... He No, they were playing, like, a game of poker,
game,
and he,
yeah.
like, he was... That nigga Savage, you know, he's more streetwise, so he fucked that nigga
He
over.
Did. He fucked him over and got some money out of it.
See?
But Savage my nigga, though.
Hey,
so,
21.
He can't rap,
I
love that though.
Yo,
oh,
you're
my
a cat.
God, Sav can't rap.
What are you talking about? I literally turn off the song when he.
Okay,
he
well,
no,
niggas
you,
say
yeah,
when niggas say
they,
that people can't rap, it, we gotta break down what is
they,
rapping.
The bars ain't there.
They ain't listen.
It's yo, bars. So you looking for yo, bars?
I'm looking for bars.
Okay, 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 okay.
Savage.
But that's an unreasonable. My uncle had to teach me that's an unreasonable thing to put on everybody. I can't go to 21 for the same thing I go to Kendrick for. You're not. You're always gonna be disappointed.
We're
heard
all
no
the
new,
same talent.
I ain't
like,
heard no new 21 Savage. That's
I
all
heard.
It is.
Listen, first of all, I heard that whole Red Rum album.
No,
let's not do it.
No,
so,
she said the whole Red Rum
I
album.
Know, it's not that
it was album. American Dream.
I know it's American Dream. I was making a joke.
Come on, bro.
No, what was I saying? You done threw me the fuck off.
Yeah,
nigga.
Right. It was me. It was me.
I was okay.
He had
right.
some sleepers on that album, though.
Yeah, what you got for me, Miss Parable?
He had some sleepers on that album for sure.
Like I said, June is right. You shouldn't go for the same person for the same thing.
I've been telling niggas that.
I don't
stop looking for bars from niggas that don't rap.
If I'm hanging with the hoes. I'm not going.
Thank
like I'm not
you.
Gonna look for.
Thank you. We not listening to that Tremaine on Friday.
That's
I'm
fair.
Not going.
That's
what are we talking about?
21 Savage
do
can't
it.
Rap.
You can't. He's
Thank
not.
You.
No.
Okay. Yes, he
okay
can.
When niggas say you can't rap, you have to look what you because niggas
you,
say Future
Thank
can't
you.
Rap.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you,
and
Drew.
So you have to
Thank
look
you,
at what is rapping.
Rapping is rhyming words to me. So if I take it by literal stance, then yes. But that's shorthand.
Look how they finna do you.
But when I say a nigga can't rap, welcome it's shorthand for me saying I don't like how he raps.
So just say I don't like how he raps. You can't say he can't rap, object. Like, you can't say that.
I can say he can't rap well.
That's not true.
He cannot rap well.
Just say I think he can't rap well.
Go ahead, rap. Go ahead, rap a really hard 21 Savage verse. Go ahead.
Come on, bro.
He ain't said damn, nothing of no.
Hold up.
He ain't said nothing of no yeah. where I was like, damn, that's crazy. Like,
that's not what he
ever.
Do. That's
like,
not
it's more the vibe on some robber nigga shit.
Make it clever.
Fucking nigga, bitch. That shit is crazy.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, yo.
I done been told niggas is... Yo,
I'm gonna say this. Here we go.
Yo, 21 Savage. You see how they do me up here.
21 Savage. I don't want to fight.
Do you think Future can rap?
I don't want to.
He gonna
fight.
Say no.
I don't want to fight.
Wait. Do you think?
Hold on. I'm making a statement. 21 Savage. I don't want to fight you. I don't want to find out how good you can shoot. None of that shit. I just want to make that very clear. But you ass. You can't rap worth a goddamn. All right. What you say?
Well, okay. Can you think? You think Future can rap?
Don't do this.
I'll rap you a Future verse, and that nigga speaking.
You asked me if I think a Future a good rapper.
If he can rap,
no.
I told you don't do it. I told you don't do
sit
it.
Sit behind 5%. You can see the chinate nigga going crazy, going for the game. Future can hella rap.
Come on, bro. Thank you, bro.
Future can hella rap.
You,
Beast Mode Future, DS2
Thank
Future.
You, bro. DS2 is crazy.
Niggas be sleeping on Future, bro.
Thank
y'all
you,
gotta
bro.
Stop.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. Hey, you invited every time back on the pod, nigga.
The beats is good.
June MP3.
Bro, Future's actually like.
The beats is good, and they pay real good money for the auto tune. I don't know what you niggas
okay,
want.
Okay, I'm finna make a crazy statement, that's but crazy. Like, if we really okay, like me and Jay
Future,
say this shit all the time.
Future.
If we talking about the top 10 like most influential artists,
Future's up there
of the last decade of the 2010s. Future's up there.
Future's up there.
Yeah, he's up there. Chief Keef is up there.
Thank you.
Tyler's up there. Yes. Travis is up there.
We agree.
What's your
Travis
point?
Is definitely
Travis
up there.
Up there
I love
sure.
the clothes. The
I
fucking
love
McDonald's. Yeah. The Browns. The nigga brought a color back out. Nobody was wearing brown. All these kids is wearing brown and all that shit now.
Mexicans wearing brown.
It don't matter if it's ass. It's still influential. Drill niggas say drill music is ass, but it's everywhere.
Yo,
he started that.
Yes,
I love Travis. Travis is my.
Travis
guy.
Ain't one of the most influential artists.
He is. I don't know why you saying
how
that.
The shoes,
he
the
is.
Clothes, the backward Nike
really
swoosh. The nigga
like
crazy.
That. I don't really feel
the melodic
reason,
trap.
The yes, reason why yes. it's hard for him to believe that is because all Travis Scott is Kanye West's son, bro. Like Kanye did.
Yeah.
All that.
He's a hella. He, but he's so yayed out.
Mean,
he can't see.
I mean,
like, no.
Because
well, there's
that's
a difference.
No, I know that. I know that. Yeah. I just don't. His influence, I don't really think it's. He does have an influence on it. I don't think it's that strong to me.
So then who would you put in your top 10 of the 2010?
Like, I would
the
put
most
Thug.
Influence.
I would put Thug over Travis. I would take Travis.
I can see
out
that.
Thug.
I can see that.
That's
I can see that.
Thug is way more influential.
Nah,
than
not way.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, he's not. No, he's not. I don't think so at all.
At
all, bro. This nigga Travis done brought Hypebeast closer to a new fucking platform. We've never seen it ever.
But
no, no, yeah, he did.
Was ahead of the mumble rap.
Movie. I remember Thug
sure,
when he first came
sure.
out.
Thug
I remember Lifestyle when it first dropped.
Yeah.
I was young,
Thug,
but I remember.
Thug is Atlanta Sound right now.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yes,
I don't know. Go listen to Baby Kid. He's not Atlanta Sound no more.
Okay, that's one new nigga.
Nah, bro, I don't know, bro.
That's one new
bro,
nigga.
But the down south is such a different
it
like
is.
It's so many different sounds
it
out of
is.
Down south.
I
you can't
do
even say.
I do want to add in while we're having this conversation that influence just not has nothing to do with skill.
Facts.
Future is the most influential nigga out of Atlanta
that has
ever.
Nothing to do with skill.
I agree.
That's fine.
So
we can say that.
I'm taking Future, and I might even take Gucci as much as I don't want to say
Gucci.
That. Oh no, T.I.
But you,
T.I. Yeah.
No, nigga.
Gucci,
hell.
Huh?
With bro.
Him,
this
bro,
conversation
bro.
Started
we can't even
with
talk.
Niggas asking me T.I.'s if
legendary.
I thought Future was a good rapper, right? And I said no. And then niggas started talking about influence. I don't disagree that Future has one of the bigger influences over hip hop.
So Reese, what
bro,
makes
Future's
him a
not a good rapper? He doesn't rhyme words well, bro. I don't like no shit he
that's,
say.
That's cap.
So you don't like him for his subject matter or how he rhymes in his pockets? Because he be his
he
pockets
got
is fucking crazy.
He got crazy flows.
Subject matter is the same seven.
I can see that getting blown out.
So I mean, I don't care about that. Like,
okay,
if,
so
if a nigga rapping about bitches and money. I mean, what is Bodie James rapping about? What is you know what these niggas?
I
rap
think
about
it's that? More so.
It got to be his schemes
I
in
think
his
it's,
pockets.
I think it's you can find a lot of tracks that you could throw away from Future if you were just a common or average listener. If that makes sense. Like, if you a nigga who don't really listen to that type of shit, and then you hear a Future, niggas will say, oh, well, it's just the same shit. So I feel like if you a common listener, you're not really going to feel Future is that crazy. Just because, yeah. just because you gonna feel like I could play, you could go feel like you could grab seven songs from seven different projects and they all gonna run and sound the same. That's how I feel.
I feel like it's different for me.
Because what you think about the new Future Metro? I think it's okay.
I think it was fire. I liked it. But niggas also don't. Niggas also don't like what's the album he dropped before? I Never Liked You, and I love that album. So. I mean, it's kind of it's really just the each his own thing. But I love Future so heavy, bro. My daddy been playing Future since the fucking 2011.
Had to be when he came out with Pluto.
Bro, my daddy been playing Future since back when we was living down south. It was just different. It's like when you're there, when you living down south. That's fair. We was in Dallas rolling around. I was like, this nigga is crazy.
Bro, I was when I lived in Dallas. I heard a Two Pistols song, and I was like, damn, this shit go crazy.
I remember you ain't even know it came out besides the Rick Ross bar.
Obviously.
I was like, this nigga was going fucking crazy.
He was going crazy. He was.
Future was just.
I'm a Future, a little bit of Future.
And Future, bro, Future. Used to, bro, Future did what Lucky did, and he used to really actually be able to crazily rap before the nigga kind of started trying to be more
just songwriter.
But yeah, before the nigga started
songwriter,
yeah, the nigga used to, bro, like y'all niggas forgetting, bro, Future's really a goat. The nigga wrote Drunken Love.
He did.
I hate that song.
And she gave God damn,
Reese, hey, you killing me, my nigga. Damn,
come on,
welcome. How to, you hate Drunken Love?
Welcome to the podcast, June.
I don't think you understand, bro. I got a playlist I made on Apple Music called "I Only Like Future on Features."
Literally has a literal playlist.
Come on, bro.
That's not true.
Hey,
bro.
Welcome to the podcast, June. It's the Uncut Podcast. What I do every week.
Damn, bro. Bro,
he don't got no redeeming qualities at all.
Every week, June.
He great on features.
Every week, Tuesday, 6:30. You can pull up and you can hear these opinions every week. Every week.
He's ass?
Yeah. Every week, bro.
Like, there's no redeeming qualities at all. I just feel like, bro, you got to go live down south and just ride.
Bro, he wouldn't go out.
It's different when you there doing it, bro.
Thank you, bro. Hey, this nigga get it. It's a nigga that get it. I've been saying this.
I said the same thing before I smoked weed. So I'll say this about weed.
It's like.
Who make music about weed, I'm going to say the same thing. If I got to live where you from to fuck with your music.
Listen, this is when I told you.
Nah, but some shit don't make sense until you're in the context of it, though.
I've said this exactly.
Some shit you just don't get it until you did it.
This is crazy. This is exactly what I said. Bro, the only reason I got my album called Sabotage is because I went to EDM shows and I was in that shit and I was like, damn.
It's different when you're in the context of your situation.
When you hear shit,
I'm going to break the code.
Okay, yes.
No, don't. I'm going to tell you. No, don't.
Okay.
These niggas told me when Currency, before I started smoking weed,
not this nigga. And that's not this nigga.
Currency fire. I don't smoke at all. Never drunk. Never. I don't smoke.
Currency's ass.
Currency been fire.
He's ass. Before I started smoking, niggas said, yo, you gotta listen to Currency when you high, bro. It'll make the most sense. Nigga, when Cushion Orange Juice came out, niggas was like, yo, you gotta get high to fuck with it.
They did say that.
Bro, after I started smoking weed, I heard Cushion Orange Juice. Bro,
yo,
you
missed it.
It's the same, bro.
I think Wiz Khalifa is the only nigga you gotta smoke or smoke through.
You gotta like it for what it is. Niggas told me the same shit about, oh, bro, you gotta be in the club and hear it, bro. And then it makes sense.
It's different. It's different. It's so different.
Let me tell you niggas something.
He don't get it. He don't get it. It's different.
It's different, Reese.
It's so, no, it's not.
Your music is still ass.
No, it's
in the
not. You've never
if
been there.
If it was ass at my house in my headphones.
He don't get it. He don't get it.
It's ass over big ass speakers.
He don't get it. No,
just,
it's not.
I've been in
no,
club
it's not. No,
with
it
the
is
same
not.
Music playing.
What club? What club?
Bro, I remember the first time I was rolling through.
Yo, this nigga.
Now
no, because you ain't been to Wichita. We ain't got no subs. We was just talking about that.
We don't got no subs and no clubs. We don't got no big speakers where we at.
There definitely
no way this nigga said Future's ass. I'm really just stuck.
He never heard it. He never heard it in the club bumping. Bro, he's never heard
I've
it.
I've never heard in a club bunking, but I've just heard it down south where it's just like, oh, my fucking God. And everybody loves it.
Yeah, like it's a vibe. It's an entire movement.
March Madness in the club.
I love March Madness.
Bro.
Are you ready?
Bro.
It was still ass, bro.
No, that shit.
March Madness is
like,
ass.
I'm just trying to, my brain is just.
It's not
what's making it, what makes Future ass? But what makes him ass?
You never going to get it. You never going to get it.
Bro,
you never gonna get it.
He can't rap because he can rap.
You're not gonna crack
a
this code.
Nigga getting on a song and wailing an auto tune don't make you good, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, I do like Future. I've been down since Tony Montana, so I can't even get there.
All you niggas sound the same.
You never gonna get it, bro. You never
gonna
get it.
What's up with you niggas, man?
Okay.
No,
so So, okay. So let's go to the alt scene. I know you like alt music because I like alt music too. JPEG Mafia getting on beats and yelling. JPEG. I love JPEG to death. Get JPEG Mafia getting on beats and yelling over weird type of beats.
That's punk music is different to me.
So you're moving the goalposts.
Yeah, thank you.
He has auto tune on a lot of his shit too. On LP when a nigga was baby.
He had like two songs on there that had auto tune on.
But the nigga was moaning on a lot of them too. But a lot of the times he's just yelling over them too. Death Grips?
I just said I hate Death Grips. I said wailing and auto tune.
Come on, man.
I've heard two songs with JPEG Mafia singing an auto tune. Help me out.
I gotta look at the track list. I'm not gonna play it. I gotta look at the track list though.
This is a fun conversation.
I love JPEG to death. He's one of my favorite artists, but the nigga yells on all of his albums and every one of his tracks, and I actually
said wailing and auto-tune.
It's just the auto-tune. So if it was his regular voice, wait.
What I said was wailing and auto-tune doesn't make you good. And I'm saying that to say, in my perspective, Future just go in the booth and go.
He do that though.
Nah, bro, he got intricate writing though. So.
I don't think so.
Wait For You is not intricate?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, so what are we talking about?
What would I?
You haven't heard it.
Again, bro.
Every Tuesday,
this is what I'm 6:30,
pull
about.
Up.
No, I want to go ahead and kill that narrative. If I don't like a predominance of what I've heard from you,
that's fair because
I'm allowed to say you whack. I don't have to go listen to every fucking album to then go, hey, no, this nigga still ass like I said.
Okay,
I don't have to do that, bro.
So
I heard enough.
So
when
Reese,
I heard you go, man, little man, no. I just was like, yo, I don't think I need to hear this, bro.
Okay, so
this isn't for me.
Are you one of them niggas who listen to the album one time through and you make your first opinion?
Bro, that's another narrative you gotta kill, bro. If I gotta hear your album more than once to like it, it's
I've
ass.
Always debated you on
that. That's not true. It's art, bro. Then you have to look at it from different angles.
Yo,
bro, Reese, there's no way. Come on, Reese. We are music niggas. We are music niggas.
This painting of this black woman right here, when I first saw it, I thought it was hard. So I'm going to look at it every time and find new shit about it I like. If I walked in and went, man, this shit ugly as fuck, I'm not going to be like, man, I got to really study this to find the beauty in it.
It's not
man,
about that.
Because you can find different shit when you...
In a good album.
You have to listen. Yo.
In a good album.
Yo, I'm so done with this.
Bro, Reese, there's so many albums I thought were dog shit at first that I came back around second listen. Almost every Kanye album.
I'm the king of that.
I've done that before.
Albums don't grow on me, bro. I'm sorry that happened.
So they just dropping it, just is what it is.
Bro, if I heard it, the first time I heard it, it's pretty much how I'm going to feel about it. Every time I hear it, bro.
This nigga close-minded this shit damn near.
That's not true if I'm listening to it.
That's true, because if he was close, I'll
give that.
I was going to say, that's not true. Come on, man.
But
y'all
come
niggas
on.
Know.
No, you're right.
Y'all
you're
niggas
right.
Know.
I've heard, how many albums have I came to you?
Y'all niggas
I said, this
know
is
who
ass.
I'm close-minded to. Y'all niggas know it's some niggas out here. I don't give a fuck. You could put Jay-Z
no,
on
for
the
sure,
song.
For sure, for
play.
Sure. Yes,
if
yes.
When I see Metro Boomin, Future, Kendrick Lamar, I went,
I did the same thing. I didn't want to hear that. I'm going to be honest.
But the last time I heard... But I last,
no, I didn't want to hear that. That's not
two,
a combo
but,
I want.
But
I heard it.
You and
it was
I, as the last two times I've heard Future and Kendrick, I loved it. There was the Mask Off
the
remix.
Mask Off was
fire.
Yeah.
Bottle World.
I didn't like
Wayne.
The Mask Off remix with this.
What? Bitch, my hair down. Prince lived through me. Okay. That shit was hard.
That was hard.
Again, how much I don't listen to Future. If I listen to Mask Off, it's the remix or the Travis Garland version. I do not listen to the original.
Travis Garland.
Exactly.
Right, nigga. Right, nigga.
I go listen to an R&B nigga doing a cover of a Future song before I listen
Reese,
to Future, bro.
What?
Bro,
hey, what?
Hey, don't. Hey, this 10 years deep. Don't worry about it, bro. Nigga. You learning.
Bro.
You learning. You learning, my nigga.
It's
10
actually
years
longer
deep.
Than that for y'all.
It's 10
yeah.
years deep.
Bro, this nigga is crazy.
Hey, it's 10 years deep, bro. It's 10 years
I'm
deep. Don't worry about it. Strap in.
No, Lil Dread Future was a no for me, gang.
I like Lil Dread. I like Future.
Cut off the light.
That's all I'm looking for you. What?
I'm looking
for you. I liked it. I'm
not. All right, hey, Shaq, answer everything. Do you like the love song Rihanna? L-O-V-E-E-E.
I hate
it,
that
bro.
Song.
Why would I ever
I
press play on that, bro?
That's
bro, we
terrible.
Can't. We gotta go to the next topic. We have to go to the next topic. We're not gonna agree. We gotta go to the next topic, bro.
Wait.
This nigga, bro, we have to. I need to take you to Dallas and we need to roll around listening to Future. We need to go down south. We need to go down south.
Hold on. Let me cut that out. No, because he went to Dallas. He went to Dallas.
Been Dallas twice.
He been to Dallas twice. The first time.
No, you need to live there.
No, because he not going to go
and
out.
Walk the streets and be like,
you,
this shit is crazy.
Yo, I've been trying to tell niggas.
Like
when
that.
You guess it does. Yes, it does.
All right, you
yes,
ready?
Yes, it does.
You ready?
Y'all ready? I literally.
You ready? This is how I know it don't work
oh
like
Lord.
That. Hey, what niggas from Dallas you still listen to from when you lived there?
Boosie.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought. That's
who give thought. A fuck, nigga? I lived there. You didn't go outside.
Yeah, well, I do go outside for one.
You didn't go outside when you lived down there. So you ain't leaving the street.
You talking about when you lived there. That's for one and for two.
For two, nigga, that was 10 years
hard,
ago.
Though.
Exactly, but you talking about some...
They want me to recut gotta, some shit for 2 years ago, but I can tell you... But I can definitely tell you...
You gotta
let me tell you this story then.
Nigga came down here, didn't tell me no Dallas music he listened to. He wasn't converted over to Dallas music.
Boosie hard, Mo 3 hard, Yellow Beezy hard. It's got a hard nigga from Dallas.
But let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Boosie ain't from there, but
also when I went to Dallas, I did go outside a couple of times. I know that was a jab, but relax. You wasn't there the second time.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. This is how niggas try to spin it.
I did.
So when I went down there, but when I first went down there, nigga, I was super backpack rap, nigga. Didn't listen to nothing. I was listening to motherfucking Slaughterhouse, nigga.
That is a lie.
No, it's not.
You had already made a beast by that point. You were listening to trap shit by that point. Me and you were arguing over trap music by the time you moved. You had made beast before you moved, bro.
Yeah, but it was ass. But I wasn't even there yet. But I still was.
You were listening to a lot of ASAP. You were listening to Houston music.
Fucking fire.
I love ASAP
Rocky. Yes, we love
ASAP Rocky. He is the fucking GOAT.
Everything is fire.
I love ASAP Rocky.
Nigga, and living in Dallas when Rocky first. Bro, I remember the first time I heard Purple Swag. I remember my uncle turning that video on the TV.
It was hard. Hold on, I didn't get to finish.
I'm not interrupting your point. I'm just adding to his.
But he is.
In 2011, when Peso came out, I was living in Wichita, Kansas, and I've loved ASAP Rocky ever since.
Okay,
it does
ASAP's
not matter
fire.
Where you live.
But, no, that's but we can good. Make the argument Peso hit harder for the niggas down south because it was the Houston. It sounded like Houston shit.
It now let me finish.
But niggas in New York liked it too because he's from New York.
My uncle, who only listens to fucking Tupac and Mozzie and West Coast music,
ASAP Rocky, big nigga.
He was bumping ASAP.
ASAP Rocky channels a lot of Tupac. He has ASAP on his stomach just like Tupac.
Nah, they're two different niggas. Completely two different niggas.
A lot of his music, a lot of ASAP. You can hear how he listened to Tupac as he was a kid, bro.
Wait, really?
Especially with his song, I don't hear it. What's up? Yeah, bro.
I never heard that. That nigga Pac don't sound like from Houston at all. Pac really don't. Pac is one of the few rappers to me.
West Coast nigga.
He don't really sound like a regional nigga to me though.
Because he East Coast listen, West Coast nigga.
Yeah.
Listen to Tony. Bom bom feeling in my bom bom like the way his vocal inflection is like that.
I can hear
it.
I can hear that.
Tupac,
okay.
Bro. That's
okay.
what I'm saying. I'm not talking about and also ASAP Mob. Like we remember when that when them niggas first came out the Peso video. Like yeah, that's just recollections of Tupac at least for me.
Tony, I mean Rocky just sounds like. Houston, like he just sounds Dallas. He just sounds slow.
He sound more Houston than Travis do.
He do,
sure.
Because Travis don't sound Houston. Yeah. I think Donald Tolliver.
I wouldn't say he doesn't sound more Houston than early Travis did. Because I remember days before rodeo, he didn't sound more Houston than early Travis.
I don't even really consider that Al Farrow Houston, but
Al Farrow, I didn't like it, but he didn't sound more.
Al Farrow was ass, but it's like
you could tell where it was going.
Yeah, you could see the vision.
I feel like Travis was at his most Houston when he dropped his best album, which is Rodeo.
That's not his best album.
I love Days Before Rodeo.
Days Before Rodeo is fucking amazing.
That's the GOAT tape. That's a GOAT tape.
Days Before Rodeo?
Yes.
It's fine.
That's the GOAT tape.
That is a GOAT tape.
He got a song in there called Zombies. It's hella Houston. We don't want to wait it. Louder! That shit crazy. That shit hella Houston. That shit sound... Especially the way it starts.
Too many.
Hey, bro, if Jay was here, that nigga be going crazy.
But
when you listen to this nigga like Travis, you can hear where he definitely derived from ASAP. You can hear where he got the ASAP influence.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they're friends.
I mean, he from Houston and.
Rocky from Harlem,
but they fuck with you.
They friends.
Yeah, they cool.
So, I mean, yeah.
They definitely got
their influence. Goes in and out of
but let me get back to my point. What I was going to say was, nigga, I moved to Dallas. I really didn't listen to a lot of music that I listen to now. The type of shit that I would listen to now. Nigga, my iPod died on the highway. This is one of my pivotal moments in my life. My iPod died on the highway, nigga. I couldn't bump my shit over my iTunes, nigga. I had to turn the radio on. It's this fire-ass song slap. I'm stuck in traffic. I'm like, damn, this shit beating. Like, what the fuck is this? I look at the radio. They like, yeah, this is Two Pistols. Nigga, I was like, yo, what? And my whole mentality and idea of music changed in that moment.
For me.
Because I was like, yo, not everything gotta be that. That shit is fire too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the super lyrical miracle shit is fire too, nigga. But some shit ain't gotta
you be had
that.
Your realization in trap. Because I had to have that realization when I first started rapping too. Because when I first started rapping, like when nigga, I first started rapping, I was so up. Heavily East Coast, like. Mm-hmm. Nigga, the nigga who taught me how to rap was Capital Steez, one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Rest in peace, Capital right. Steez.
It's my R.I.P. favorite rapper of all time. The nigga's the fucking GOAT. Joey and I, whole East Coast, like, yeah, and coming up, a lot of the shit I listened to was East Coast music besides my down south influences and, like, funk and soul and all that. So, like I thought you had to be heavily barred up, but nah, yeah. Man, like... Then when I remember, bro, like, then when I was in Dallas, like, we moved from, when I was, like, 5 or 6, we moved down to Dallas, and, like, that's when my dad changed. Started playing music. It was just different, like, it was trap shit. My dad was playing trap shit. He wasn't just playing James Brown, or he wasn't just playing Outkast, or he wasn't just playing a bunch of fucking
and you just get
East
a different
Coast
feeling
shit.
When you ride through the city.
It's a different feeling when you
ride through
the city,
bro. Yeah, you see the skyscrapers
you see,
and
it's
shit.
Just a different
it's
feeling.
It's moving. You
then
like,
when,
yeah,
nigga,
okay,
like, when
shit
Yeezus
bumping,
came
going.
Out and then Good Kid came out, like, just music was just different. And then Forest Hills
so,
came out.
It's different. So before he moved, Yeezus had come out.
Yes.
So Yeezus came out, yeah, 2013. Yeah.
No, Yeezus was out when I was there.
You were still living here.
I moved there in 2012.
Came out and you were still living here when Magna Carta came out.
Oh my God, bro. Magna Carta was fucking crazy when I lived there.
He didn't really like Magna Carta. He really loved Yeezus, right?
I'm a Magna Carta fan.
Magna Carta's ass.
Bro, Magna Carta is fuck nigga
ass.
Crown?
Yeah, I like it.
It's ass, bro.
Somewhere in America, because somewhere in America, Miley Cyrus is still twerking. That's my payday every Friday when payday comes. It's nigga, fucking crazy.
I like Tom Ford. Picasso, I like Picasso.
Fuck
baby.
With me, you know I got it.
Yes, yes, yes. Got
it. No, it has some
Crown?
Shit. It has some shit on there.
No. On
what?
It has
shit
some shit
on me.
There.
I like
these
Oceans.
Niggas.
I
like Oceans, Oceans was fucking crazy.
That was a good album. I like
they
it.
They got some shit on there. Cause like, nigga, like, nigga, we had to try
the
to
intro,
leak.
The Justin Timberlake
we tried
song,
to,
I like it.
I like that. We had to try. Well, I didn't like Jay Verse on that. I thought.
It was whiny. He was whining.
And
I'm so
yeah, shut
rich.
Up, nigga. Like,
I'm so
come
rich.
On, Jay.
Cry me a river. No pun intended.
Yeah, like, but no, think, it's different. When I you think, move through the city and it's some certain shit playing, it's different. It's like when I lived to KC. Like, when I lived to KC, I started really
yeah,
getting
bro,
to other alternate alt music because it's like, that's what they own up there. It's like more punk.
Music
so it's like,
hit.
Yeah, I'm hearing that type of shit. I go to parties, nigga. I'm in after parties and shit. Nigga, I'm hearing Lil Peep and shit. Like, I'm hearing all types of that shit. You know, I'm hearing Deco, different random ass niggas that I would never hear. And I'm in the party. It's lit. I'm like, oh, okay,
I seen
yeah,
a video for
what
real.
And all my point is that if I was on this nigga hip, all night at these parties, the same songs will be playing, and I would be like, dog,
yeah, but you
when
wouldn't.
Can
but,
we leave?
Yeah, but you, because you're not on my level, though.
But
not
I feel
like
that,
not like that, but I'm saying, nigga, I would be drunk or, you know,
right,
I'm some type of fucked up.
I'm
so, yeah, like, you're
if,
not going to understand
I was
that.
On your hip, and I was high, which I get high.
Yeah, but it's
different.
And it's
I was
different.
In there, and
it's
I was mixy,
high.
And I was drinking. And I was having a good time. See how every time I add something, he say
it's
not
different.
Just that.
Yo, no, because if you, because I know really you though, I know you though, you wouldn't. It wouldn't
that's
be like that.
Yeah,
I'm just being realistic
bro,
with you. It wouldn't be like that.
At the end of the day, there you do not have to be inebriated to enjoy this music. It is cap, bro. You do not. Have
I don't
to
have to be
anywhere to enjoy this music. It is cap, bro. The music is bad from jump, and you
it's
have to,
not.
Or you
it's
just
not.
Don't enjoy it from jump, bro.
I, no, because I
if
can still
I'm
hear these
music
songs,
in all
I still
different
enjoy
states
it.
Of my life, and it all sounds the exact same. It's
I
probably
told
just
you.
My palate.
I've
bro.
Also told you that I went to David Guetta completely sober, and I had the.
Yeah,
it was the greatest
time.
Show I've
bro,
ever seen.
I like David Guetta. I could go see David Guetta sober, drunk, high, whatever.
Yeah, but I'm.
Only my point.
But you, but also, I'm
my
a,
taste in music don't
never,
change because I'm lit. That's
yo, but I'm saying like, okay, I've been to a lot of EDM shows. Like, I've seen every EDM show, and when I first went, I didn't really fuck with that music, but I love it when I go there, and it's like an experience.
Yes.
Like when you go there, it's an experience, and you really start to understand the music. That's I,
yes,
I've told you. That's
yes.
How I was able to write Sabotage.
What's the genre of music I don't understand? So okay, so
I'm not saying that. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is what I'm saying is
I was trying to level with you.
No, okay, so we're staying on EDM. What I'm saying is nigga, I don't really want to play that shit outside of hearing it in the club because it doesn't really make that much sense outside of there when you hear that type of shit. But when you get to the bar or you get to the club and you there
it
for an entire
it just gives it context
show,
is what he's saying.
The context
but I seen
is
this interview
different.
With Pharrell. Bro, this is how I am with music too. Like, My music is like my music.
I be driving down with my windows down with EDM. Yeah, more than
love
blasting. Dance,
I do. So. I love EDM. I do love EDM. But I'm saying some of that shit when I play it out loud, I be like,
we say
you gotta go to the show.
We say the same. Trust me on this. Yeah, trust me on this. About punk music, we say the same shit. Like yeah, like.
Well, I get EDM confused with dubstep sometimes.
If you play that shit outside,
I fucking hate dubstep.
We used to say that shit all the time. Like yeah, this shit sound different when you at the shows, and but like at
because you need the sub.
Wait, so is we going with like is EDM? Like, cause I love electronic music.
Yeah, that's the same shit.
Okay,
just come, like music I'm going to a show next. Yeah.
Wait, so we talking about like Daft Punk shit?
But you know how like there's different subgenres to rap.
There's different subgenres to electric. I know that.
Yeah.
So it's like how is
like,
it like?
I don't
house
like
electric?
Rhythm music, but I like house.
I fucking love rhythm music.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
I like dance. I like dance music. I like the shit K Tronada does. Yes. He's one of my favorite artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I like electronic music too. I just don't like dubstep. There's two genres. I love
like,
every
I love,
genre
like,
music.
You, I need bangers,
and I can name
like,
you my favorite artist in every single genre. I can go like top 10
like,
favorite artists in every genre except for country and except for dubstep.
I hate country. I hate country.
Yeah, he hates country too.
I hate country music. Country music's not good.
I don't hate
well,
country,
it just I hate Elvis and like Dolly Parton.
Oh yeah, like the West country western.
But also, ain't no swagging country.
That ain't true.
It is.
That's not
true.
Anymore.
There's no
swagging. There's some down south country. We're talking. There's different levels of country too.
There is different levels.
We can go down south nigga country.
Yes. Yes.
Because down south nigga country, I can turn on some. I can turn on some nigga country. Some shit where CeeLo Green was cooking.
Yes.
There's different levels of country, bro.
That's true.
I had to hear it.
There's some different levels of country, like Chitlin's country, like catfish, cornbread country.
Mentality. You gotta tap in.
Hey, I said I had to hear it.
It's not, bro. Because when niggas say country, you
Travis
start thinking.
Travis gonna drop a country song, and he gonna be like, "Yo, this will."
He better diss me on it.
Because
I'm like,
Do y'all care? J. Cole apologize. I do want to talk about that before we leave.
I care. I would like to talk about it. We've been kind of dancing around it the whole time.
Because we've been talking big rap.
June is very upset.
Man, Cole is one of my idols, bro. Cole is still one of my idols, but it's just like.
L.
It's crazy.
I can never go at a nigga who wasn't really ever coming at me. And then I go at the And then I go at the nigga and I go back at the nigga and then I retract my statement and say I'm gonna pull it off streaming services.
Thank you.
I just feel like I'm the type of nigga I wanna stand ten I'm really calculated, so I don't say shit unless I know I'm gonna mean it.
Exactly.
This amount of time later.
Let's give context to the listeners.
Yes, please.
So did we discuss this at all here?
We discussed right, they went back and forth a little bit. We didn't discuss this part of it though.
Okay, so we didn't talk about initially Kendrick talking dissing.
We
Cole
did talk
on
about
the Metro.
That. Yeah, we did talk about.
Okay,
that.
Okay, and then Cole responded recently on
Friday. Might Delete Later. Yeah,
on an album that he released called Might Delete Later on a song called 7 Minute Drill. Even though it is rumored that he is talking about Kendrick on multiple bars throughout the album, it's not just
called
that song,
Weave Through. Apparently,
which I think is some sucker shit.
Yeah,
but the final song, you dissed the man, and I'm not gonna lie, I thought he was fighting.
It was lackluster for me, but I mean,
I thought he was whatever.
Fighting. My brother,
was whatever. It was cool. It was whatever.
Yo, come on, he wasn't fighting.
Fighting what?
Nah. Because what he said, okay, so I already wasn't really hip to, I love Cole, but I don't view Cole as like a rapper that's going to be like, I don't really view him as a nigga who's capable of ripping a nigga's head off. And so when his album, first of all, his album came out the same night as mine, so I really wasn't looking forward to it.
Right.
And then when my brother sent me that, like I said, when my brother sent me that shit, yes, go get that shit. And then when my brother sent me the thing, he was like, hey, Ken, that nigga Cole kind of talking shiesty about him, and I listened to it. I was like, okay, cool. Like, his cadence is fucking crazy. Cole's cadence is always crazy.
He's really good.
He's a master of flows. But when that nigga came on, he had me at first. I heard niggas dissing. They want some attention. But when the nigga said that To Pimp a Butterfly was a sleeper, but niggas gassed it,
he lost
all validity.
Come on, my nigga.
That nigga lost.
That was some bum ass hate.
Yeah, he lost all validity. He lost all validity. I had to pause. I thought this nigga was finna say it was a sleeper. I was finna say, goddamn, Shock.
Because again, if we go back to that time, regardless of what you think about the album, it was the biggest rap album in the world.
Then when that nigga said that, I was like, it lost all. Okay, it lost a good amount of validity. It lost like 80%, but it lost the other 20% when the nigga brought up the New Jack City meme. I've seen the movie when he brought up the what he say? Who's the nigga who pulled the trigger with the tears in his eyes? like when the nigga was basically saying he didn't want to have to kill him. I was like, that's soft.
That's very soft, very corny.
Kendrick's not doing that. Kendrick on his I'm gonna rip your head off type shit.
Yes.
Not to mention, so a thing that I don't think we covered was, I think that this was, first of all, these niggas have no problems with each other. I don't believe that. I believe that Kendrick took a shot at J. Cole because his last album solidified as somebody he is worthy of competition now. Because it wasn't that before that. If you look at Kendrick's history, anybody he's ever shot at has been people that he viewed as competition. Literally, when he did Control, he just dissed everybody.
Okay, okay.
And he was like, yo, okay, I'm here to compete with you niggas. And he said J. Cole's name. Right.
Yeah.
But then you got to think, like, after some time, you ain't seen Kendrick and Cole together really doing shit. Remember this? They had a whole album together, allegedly.
And then they, yeah, what happened to this?
I don't like it. I really don't. I kind of
think Top said it's not real.
Cole got ass. That's what I think. Because you got to think, them niggas over there, TDE and them niggas ain't scared to tell you your music is ass.
Yeah,
because
I don't think he held up.
I think Cole was coming over and playing Kendrick and songs, and Kendrick was like, and then Cole was like, nah, I'm going to run with these. And then Nas come out and say, yo, shit ass, and now you crying on the internet. I think that's what happened.
Well, you know what? I don't like when niggas say, oh, it's hip-hop, and hip-hop is just, it's always been competitive. Because why is the genre where the niggas is mostly dominating got to be the most competitive genre? Right. So whatever, niggas is competitive. Well, all right, fuck it. Niggas is competitive, but cool. Well, so if you're going to be competitive and you're going to...
It's being competitive.
Well, to answer your question, though, the way that the rap shit started was DJs battling in the park.
Battling
and
each other.
The MCs were then
competition,
battling.
But
yeah,
then you got to... That's some other rap shit, because it's always where niggas got to feel like they got to be better than this other nigga.
That's
and you
true.
Never see that with any other race, really. I mean, you do, because niggas is competitive, but you never really see it as heavily as you do with black people, let's be honest.
Right.
Whereas
true.
Niggas going
that's
after
true.
Each other.
Right. That's true.
All right, so whatever. Y'all niggas do beef, whatever, cool. If you going to beef with the nigga, don't say that this nigga is this, and this, and but he's still your homie, and then sit back and retract it on stage later.
I agree.
Because
not only
just made yourself look stupid and probably took yourself out the big three convo, but you also made everybody else that was running behind you look dumb too.
Because
all them niggas was like, all right, it's war time. And a lot of them niggas was like, okay, well, the Pimp Butterfly is true. They just start jumping off the edge, and then you pull yourself back off the edge because you're J. Cole. You're the leader of them niggas. And them niggas now looking stupid too and trying to climb back up with you. So whatever. I don't like how you niggas, I don't like when niggas be doing the rap beef shit in the first place, but cool. They done did that. Fuck you, Eminem, because you a lot of the reason the niggas be doing rap beefs. But
nah, niggas was beefing way before Eminem.
Bro, Eminem made it a big thing, bro.
Nah, bro.
Who, bro? M wasn't the big nigga rapping beefing
Tupac
with niggas.
Tupac big. Where we at?
True.
Yeah. Bro, Eminem. This nigga Eminem.
Snoop Dogg, Daz, and Karan kicking over the building. Come on, man.
Jay and Nas.
Come on.
Jay and Nas, bro. Jay and Nas, bro.
Hey, little nigga. Hold on. Like, come on,
bro.
I ain't gonna do you like that, but come on, bro. You way too.
Jay Z's mama made him apologize.
I seen that. I know all these stories. I done did the hip hop historian. That nigga, I feel like Eminem is the nigga that really made beef. Bro, because
Eminem
was in beef
with Mariah Carey.
Bro, Eminem was in beef with everybody. This nigga beefing with Benzino. This nigga beefing with him. He beefing with this nigga. It's Eminem and 50.
He got a point, but fuck them niggas.
Because
he was beefing with.
He's beefing with the fucking fire hydrant. I'm gonna go rap at the fire hydrant. He looked at me wrong.
No, you're right. You're right.
And then niggas,
he's saying that Eminem started the wave of, oh, I'ma just diss a nigga.
I'm just gonna diss the fuck out of you because I'm bored of you.
That's true.
I love 50 Cent to death, and I grew up on 50. I know I can name you every 50. I love 50, but 50 did the same shit too, though.
He did.
No, he niggas he dissed, he had real problems with.
Bro, that nigga
true.
No.
That's true.
Nah, bro. What 50? Bro, 50 just be fucking trolling. What prop, bro? This nigga 50. Bro, this nigga 50 is the same as M.
He went to DJ Khaled's mom's job,
which is fucking crazy. I seen the video.
He
really didn't have no problems with Rick Ross, but he did that shit with the baby mama.
He did.
The problem he had with Rick Ross was when he found the CO picture. And he was like, so you claiming to sell drugs, but you was a CO. You was a correctional officer.
Yeah, but who started that? I feel like 50
started
that beef. Yeah, that was dumb. That wasn't a real problem you have with a nigga.
50 is a street nigga. So anytime you see a nigga talking that brick talk, and I got a photo of you dressed as a police officer, I'm gonna have to feel
away
about
it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But it's not my place to insert it and then leak your baby mama's sex tape.
No, I agree. 50 Cent
beat Kenny Supreme, bro.
I love 50 Cent to death, but I'm just saying, bro, it's always
him,
bro,
and him his homies.
It's crazy how it's the black. Okay, cool. We might have been doing that shit. We should have been doing that shit, but that's black people's nature. But then Eminem, who came and gentrified the game.
I don't think
it's gentrification.
He ain't gentrified.
No,
it's
still
black. It's still very it's still black. Black it's but still Eminem black. Was one of the biggest rappers of all time.
Yeah,
not
was.
True.
He's not now.
That nigga was outselling Wayne millions of
he
copies
was.
First
he was.
Week.
He was. He was.
Moving. White people he came albums. In gentrifying the game.
White people and, buy that's albums. That's not gentrification.
That's not.
No, because white people buy albums.
No, and on top of that, Eminem wasn't making music that all of us wanted to make.
Yeah, niggas weren't trying to make music.
That's true. That's
niggas
true.
Weren't trying to make Eminem music.
They were not trying to make niggas move music like that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, when I hear gentrifying the game, I hear he came in and then all the niggas was like, damn, we got to rap like that now.
Yeah,
so we did,
ain't nobody
you know?
Do that.
Nobody was doing Maltese. Nobody was rapping about their moms yet. No, niggas just started doing that to Drake. And that was when they started crying.
Well, I feel like Tyler
would,
the
so would
the
you count Eminem's influences gentrifying the game then?
Who?
His influence later down the line, because Kendrick is influenced by him crazily. And I don't feel like that.
Appropriate, okay. I don't know though. I
don't feel like
on
that.
Him like that though.
So his influence like that. That came down the game when later gentrified. Because I know niggas who want to rap like Kendrick
let,
now.
I want to let
and now, Kendrick does the Motis and Cole
say,
does the Motis. Drake did the Motis. Like niggas nah. With niggas with.
There are niggas like that like to rap like Eminem though. Eminem does have sons for sure. Okay. There's a lot of niggas that like
so
to rap like that.
The niggas that I wanted to rap that would be still gentrifying just. He came in and set the precedent, and then these niggas took the influence.
No, I do
and now
agree.
I want to rap
I
like him.
I know niggas that rap like Eminem.
The only nigga that rap like him is Optics.
All the white people Hops, rap like Eminem. That's
Hobson raps like Eminem.
Hobson.
White people
Hobson's
trash.
Hobson's ass.
I don't think Kendrick Lamar raps like Eminem.
I don't think so
that.
Either.
I've never thought that.
Bro, Kendrick has said in so many interviews he's inspired. I can hear the Eminem influence.
I can
play a song for you right now where Kendrick sounds like just trying to sound just like Eminem with the high pitched voice trying to talk to himself. The same shit Eminem used to do on his songs.
I've never heard a song of Kendrick Lamar. I've heard a lot of Kendrick Lamar songs. I've never heard a Kendrick Lamar song where I went, this is Eminem. I've never heard
that. I can hear with his flows and his pockets.
I think the cadences maybe.
If I say cadences, I can hear.
I can hear it too, but I guess you can also account for that being DMX too, because he used to do those voices and shit too.
Yep.
So, and Kendrick also said he was inspired by DMX too.
Yeah.
But
he's also got a lot of West.
I would still say that yes. I would say he gentrified the game. I love him, but I would say it was gentrifying.
I don't think so because, like I said, I don't think he caused niggas to feel like, oh, we have to rap like that in order to survive.
Right.
I don't think that happened.
Right.
I think black people still dictate that. I still think when you got niggas like Uzi that come in and start a wave, and now everybody's like, fuck, we gotta start doing this shit now. Like, I think that's what happens. I don't think he did that. Because when I was a kid, when My Name Is came out, and these niggas kept rapping.
Yeah, ain't nobody. Ain't nobody did that.
He was in a league of his own.
I think he was
weird,
polarizing.
He was a weird white boy.
He was a very polarizing person.
And then he did Renegade, and then everybody was like, oh, my God, this guy. It's just pretty much how it went, at least from my neck of the woods.
Right.
I could see it.
What else
so we upset about J. Cole. I just we confirmed.
He, yeah,
y'all
he
not
pussy.
Happy about that. Hey.
Nigga bum.
I love Cole. Hey.
Nigga bum.
Come on, Cole.
On,
I don't like beef, but
hold
if you
on.
Is gonna beef my nigga, then really beef.
Yeah.
Nigga bum.
Don't beef and kill, but like actually spar.
I
seen Mick Jenkins talking about it on Twitter too,
yes.
And I felt the same.
Yes.
I wouldn't say I was disgusted, but I was like,
yo.
Come on, my nigga.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
pussy.
Something. Kendrick Lamar. Was finna rip that nigga head.
He was. He might still.
Kendrick Lamar was somewhere like, oh, all right. Because you got to think, like, I personally feel like Kendrick viewed that as blood in his mouth.
Okay.
I think he was somewhere like, oh, this nigga really trying to go.
Well, there was a funny ass tweet that came out. Apparently, you know, Schoolboy Q performed at Dreamville Fest.
I see that shit.
And he was doing the Hoover Stomp on stage, and there was he had extra energy during his performance to let, you know, J. Cole know, listen, we not no pussy around here.
Yeah, we not.
So I thought that was really funny.
But I don't think niggas is gonna beat up. I think Schoolboy Q went back there and dabbed J. Cole up and was like, ha ha.
They just gonna take the chains off his bike.
He literally went backstage and dapped him up and said, you know you fucked up, right? And just walked away.
Fair.
I know it happened.
I don't think it was no smoke for real back there.
First
I'll just be mad if it's a collab. If it's a collab on the way, I'm throwing everything.
Schoolboy Q and J. Cole?
No, I'm talking about
oh.
J. Cole busy then because he was rapping with Drake just 10 minutes ago.
Well,
so I don't think it's gonna happen.
No, they're still on tour.
But
I think.
I do think that Kendrick is gonna make fun of this nigga.
He should,
I would.
As he should.
Yeah.
Pussy.
I would.
Yeah, he's gonna. He's
the video too. Have you seen the video of the apology? Right. Yes. It's just very dramatic to me. They get different all angles. And he's just talking to the. You know,
I posted it to the chat.
You know, I'm a Kendrick fan. Like, aren't y'all Kendrick? I'm just. This was.
I posted it in the chat.
It was a lot.
As a nigga,
I love Cole to death. I just feel like he
pussy.
As a nigga who has dissed niggas and dissed a nigga just recently, and I'm gonna keep dissing niggas I don't like. I'm never taking any of that shit back. If I don't like you, I don't like
you. Gotta stand 10 toes.
I won't throw subs at niggas. I don't like throwing subs at niggas because
I've gotten on a song once and said niggas. Some shit about somebody in a disparaging manner, and that wasn't really necessarily a diss, and me and that person were able to talk it out. But any other instance where I done dogged a nigga and dog walked him left to right, my nigga, we never spoke again. Them niggas are still upset with
me. I
just feel like I
hope
just feel
a nigga
like,
diss me recent, pretty soon. I hope he diss me.
I just ain't. I just take music.
You got subs thrown at you.
I hope
I would just
do.
Say the reason I don't think I've ever dissed anybody in a song, even if I don't like them, is first of all, I don't really care about them that much. But also, it just takes so much work because I be doing shit all by myself in my own studio. It takes so much work for me to make a music. Yeah. If I put you in a song and give you a verse and bars, you fucking won. Cause I just spent so much time.
That's a great mindset, man.
I just spent so much time writing this verse out, mixing this song, shooting the cover, doing all this. I want to drop a hot video.
Fuck niggas.
I recorded
it. I'm dissing right back, niggas.
I just don't. Me personally, I'm just not gonna give that a nigga. I win by not giving you the time of day. Fuck you, and then I move up.
I love it. I love it.
In 2021, I went and got Imaginary Players instrumental from YouTube. I sat in my car because this nigga lived with me at the time, and he was asleep and I couldn't wake him up with rapping. I recorded the diss in my car. I uploaded it to SoundCloud with a picture of Jerry the Mouse.
Yes.
And that nigga has us blocked to this day.
To this day.
I don't,
this day, Radio Ryan.
Wait. I'm finna go and lay some hi-hats and a kick and a snare for a nigga? You're crazy.
I'm not even gonna give a nigga.
I'm finna go find
a
Lionel Richie sample or something and loop that bitch and just rap. About all the ways I think
also, I can't do it. I can't do it. I just take. I just can't do that
it.
Shit. Like because me personally, it just takes so much heart and soul and effort in my. Like you're even the amount of effort that it still took you for you to even the amount of effort it took for you, you still had to get on your computer, go take the sample, post it. But you still.
I love that shit.
But instead of doing it, you could have did it. You probably could have did it for.
I done dissed like 15 niggas. Like,
but
I just. Go,
you could have did it for one of the fucking one of the slaps that you had. Damn, what was the new album you just dropped that was all fucking slaps? You could that session could have been on Two Things Can Be True.
Yeah.
It could have been a slap song on there.
A song
but instead, you gave a nigga your energy.
There's a song on Two Things Can Be True.
The kids got it.
One of the verses is a straight. Two of the verses on the same song is a straight up diss to two niggas I know, and that song is one of my favorite songs for niggas to see me perform.
That's true.
I don't even know why niggas diss me because I don't even rap like that no more. I'm tired. Like,
oh, because niggas don't like you.
They just don't
that's
like
cool,
you.
But
yeah,
fuck
it.
Niggas. Like,
that's
I don't. Because why diss me? Like, I'm not finna rap back at you like that.
I mean, we rappers.
Yeah, but it's I don't rap.
I'm playing.
I don't
I'm
rap
playing
like
devil's
that.
Advocate.
I don't rap
I'm
like that.
Devil's
oh yeah, we definitely have devil's advocate.
A nigga
still,
got on a song like and called.
You're the perfect
me.
Person to do that because they know you're not gonna
a
respond
nigga
to rap
got on
like
a
that.
Song
I just
perfect.
I,
and called me. He said, "Tell the fat nigga to get out the way." And then he said something about putting my pack in the air. Yeah, right, nigga.
Oh yeah.
It worked
for me.
Yeah, right.
I still got the clip.
That nigga is somewhere with cornrows, standing around a bunch of white people.
Won't even come in the city because he's scared of y'all.
He was scared to come out the house.
That's a fact.
He was scared to come out the kitchen to Monica house.
That's a fact. Receipts.
This me and then won't come out the kitchen when I told him come talk to me outside.
Listen, love to see it. But
I'm just at the point where
work
I'm
for me.
You niggas
my
work
and
for me.
If it is that hostile to where I feel like I need to go and make a song about it, we gonna shoot the fade.
That's different. Yeah,
I just shoot the fade with you.
Niggas don't want to fight.
This is a mature person. I love
fight.
It.
No, I'm just gonna
and
fight you.
That.
Either I'm gonna fight you. I'm not gonna give you no attention. It either gotta be that deadly serious where we finna get down. But you're not getting a song out of me, nigga. You won. If you get a song out of me, you won. I take my music so fucking like you're. If you get a song, you fucking won.
Yeah, but we didn't.
This nigga still
gotta
respond. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
See, that I think that's the difference, bro. So imagine this, because we're talking about low level. We're talking about us, like right now, like a nigga across the street dish you or some shit like that. Like if I'm standing somewhere in my hotel room, right, and I'm getting on the, or I'm standing in a hotel, I'm getting on the elevator, and a nigga get on the elevator and go, "Hey, you know, J. Cole just dissed you." I'm like, "Yo, what?" Like I'm not finna be like. man, I take this shit too seriously, bro. Nah, fuck that. Because niggas is wilding you up on the internet.
That's
niggas,
true.
Bro, there's more to that. Your reputation as a rapper.
You
got to
pull it out. Yeah,
you know, I'm from the era where, like, rap wasn't just, like, music and shit. This shit was your reputation, nigga. Yes. Like, who you was.
Yes.
Ain't no nigga finna ever get on no type of rap song ever talking crazy about me and think I'm not finna say shit back. You got, the only way that's gonna happen is if you ask. If you're not good.
Oh, man. But that's what I was just talking about. That's the nigga mentality. Why is it you don't see none of that shit in country or none of that shit in EDM or none of that shit?
That's true.
I'm not finna do that with you, my nigga. I'm finna. You don't wanna know.
What's going on?
What
happened to the game, my love?
I thought about this earlier, and that's actually a moot point because there are more. First of all, if you think about hip hop as a sport, right? Us usually liking hip hop to two sports, right? Basketball, boxing. More times than not, right? Thanks. Basketball, very aggressive.
And it's the rap game. Like,
right jab, you, like jab, Duda.
You niggas remember the Malice at the Palace? Yeah. Like, these niggas is not playing, bro. These niggas, a lot of these niggas is gangbangers. A lot of these niggas come from rough areas.
Yeah, we trying to get out the hood.
These niggas is not playing on that court, bro. When it come to boxing, ain't no nigga on the sideline, man, like,
I'm a huge boxing fan.
Why don't we
huge
just all just...
Oh, for real?
I'm a huge boxing fan.
You can't
fan.
Play boxing. Yeah, it's my shit.
Yeah, boxing, I love boxing.
Yeah, that's my shit.
You remember?
I grew up boxing.
All right, you love boxing. You remember when Manny Pacquiao did that low blow to Floyd Mayweather, and they called it back in, and then Floyd took off on that nigga.
My daddy was there watching the fight live.
You see what
I'm
saying?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's hard. That's the only thing I ain't did.
Man, he said it was the worst fight you ever seen in his life.
Don't nobody be on the side of the boxing
match the hell out that
going,
man,
why can't we all just get along, bro? Like, at the end of the day, this is, to me, this is the same
but
shit.
But I feel like niggas keep saying what, like, Shock just said it, what happened to the game I love? Nigga, if you want to see niggas go back and forth with each other, bro, why does that gotta be what rap the game that I
but
love?
You know,
it's the rap game. That's the only we never hear the country game
you
or
know
the.
I think you had that perspective though, is because a lot of niggas is saying shit on wax and then getting killed, right?
Getting murdered.
All right, well, these niggas back then,
it
like,
wasn't happening like
they
that.
They was probably fighting, but these niggas wasn't killing each other like that. This was all sport.
That's true.
Was all, I rap better than you. I'm gonna show you that, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If there's sports on planet right now where niggas can beat each other bloody with their bare hands and feet, I don't see nothing wrong with me hurling insults at you over a beat, bro. I don't.
I
especially
like,
when if you not so like think about what happened with
I'm
Logic.
Dissing June. He ain't gonna say that back.
Think about what happened with Logic and Joyner Lucas, right? When Joyner went at Logic and Logic was like, I'm pussy, I don't wanna battle you, nigga. I'ma just say I'm sorry.
He is pussy.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
but
bro, you can take
niggas
that
mentality
right
so
you,
bro.
What?
I'm not pussy because I'm not responding. I'm not responding. First
oh
of all,
oh my
respond.
God, this too good.
I'm fucking with
I'm
it.
I'm
it.
Above
I'm not.
Ass
it's
nigga.
Not even that. I'm just not responding right. to you. I'm not gonna
I'm
give you the time and energy.
MP3,
I'm gonna.
And if he don't,
he was right,
no.
Right.
I'm
if it's that serious, we just gonna get off. We gonna get down on it. But I'm not. I take my music. I feel like me. How I think of it. What it? How a diss
mentality?
No, how's it? No, how a diss has always been in my head. How a diss has always been in my head is like a.
Right.
What I was gonna say? How right. This has always been in my head. I feel like a diss just kind of cheeses down your music too. Like it's kind of, it feels like a fucking cheat. It feels like it waters your music down.
You gotta,
like
you
I've never.
Oh,
I was watching this nigga earlier called Sean C, and he says my favorite records of all time were not diss. Like when you say what's your favorite Drake record of all time, I'm not saying back to back. It gets
fire.
It gets fucking watered down, and I don't want to hear this nigga diss this nigga. I'd rather hear this nigga talk about. Well, I'd rather hear a nigga like Kendrick talk about what's going on in the city of Compton. I'd rather hear, nigga, I'd rather hear his fucking, me and
content,
the homies.
Content.
The art of peer pressure, the real content, instead of hearing this nigga talk about some.
Hey,
nigga,
era.
Boom.
We need niggas like you, no cap. I ain't even trying to be funny. We do.
Do you like Humble?
No.
Okay.
Oh
I love Tumble when it first came out.
Hey,
no, but
I know. Okay, okay. I'm gonna say it like this, but the reason I don't like Humble is because they overplayed it on the radio where I'm from.
Okay, that makes sense.
They played a lot here.
Did you like it?
I was like 9, 10.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Is that that long?
A while ago, you're
2017. It was like 2017, 2016. Yeah, I was like 10.
Damn.
It was cool because I love bro. But hey, I remember the first time I heard Kendrick Lamar, and I've always loved him. I heard him the first time on Ignorance Is Bliss. We were still living here. My brother
Ignorance
was playing.
Ignorance Is Bliss is hard.
My brother was playing it in the other. My brother was playing in the room that we shared it. Jay was playing in the room we were sharing. And so that's how I heard a lot of my music. So I've always loved Kendrick. And when I heard a new Kendrick Lamar record, I was like, oh, this is the nigga. This is Kendrick. And the last time I heard from him before was the shit my daddy was playing was Wesley's Theory and the whole King Kunt, like the whole The Pimp a Butterfly era. So I was like, oh, this nigga Kendrick dropped a new album. Because I didn't have a phone, so I knew a nigga was dropping a new album by singles on the radio back then.
Yeah.
So I heard it. It was crazy. But the older I got on Damn, that's the only skip. It's getting skipped every time.
What?
And I the reason why
it's getting skipped every time.
That's
why. The reason why I asked you that is because that's an allegedly a diss to Big Sean.
And art, so, but the Element video, the Element video has alleged disses to Big Sean too. And on, but it's different because it's like he's doing it in an artistic way. Because they look at, go look at the Element video. It's like it doesn't cheapen the art too, though.
So then let's change.
But my point with J. Cole is, I feel like if you are gonna diss a nigga, then diss him for real. Like if you gonna get on wax, then don't retract your statement. Yeah. Like if it's beef with me and you, and I. Like if it's beef with me and you, and you diss me for real, I'm not gonna get on the, I'm not gonna cheapen my music, me personally, cheapen my artistic integrity. I'm gonna go fight you. If it's beef for real, we gonna get down.
Right.
Or we gonna have a word about it for sure. But I'm not finna give you my attention to, so I think,
that's a real nigga perspective.
I think there's a way to reword it, so, cause I understand where he's coming from. Cause it's not necessarily cheapening your music, I would say. It's if you gon' shoot, then shoot in a way that a nigga can go back and listen to, which is why Back to Back was so monumental, because it was probably the first diss record we had heard in our lifetime that we wanted to jam. Because, I mean, before that was what, nigga, Ether? What was gonna run that?
Right. Ain't nobody trying to hear Ether.
This record's just, this record's to me, just, they've never been my favorite thing out of an artist's catalog. They've never been that. I don't get the most entertainment out of that.
I agree with that.
So nowadays, like, the way that we back and forth play in terms of, like, how I get at niggas that are getting at me without, like, having to solely dedicate subs. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta sub a nigga.
Yeah, but, like, bro, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, if you know, if I'm shooting at you, you know I'm talking about you.
Hey, don't need, like, sound advice.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I don't take light jabs, so niggas know who I'm talking about.
Bro, I just feel like I got a song on my new album. It's called Jessica's Baby. And the situation that happened on the second half of that verse, and the girl that I'm talking to on the second half of that verse, it just helped so much real estate in my, like, in my heart and in my mind. That's why, that's the only time I've ever talked about somebody that wasn't myself or one of my situations, or like that wasn't my brother's situation, or like somebody that, something I've been through myself on wax, and it wasn't a diss at all, actually. It was just explaining what happened. This nigga know, like, so it's like I'll never diss somebody. I'll only talk about what's going crazy. I'll only talk about what's going on in my life and what's holding real estate in my mind. And niggas don't do that. A nigga that's getting true. At me don't do that.
That's true.
So, like, I kind of take the Earl approach, and he was telling, like, niggas don't do that. Like, I'm talking about, I take my writing, when I write a song, I'm like, all right, what's going on in my life right now? What am I going to talk about in my life right now? Authentic. And if I have a problem with a nigga, that's not the first thing that I'm wasting my energy on through my notes app, bro.
I will book in this conversation by saying that even Common did the bitch in you.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't. Yeah, sometimes it's just like, yo, I just got some shit to say about it.
Sometimes you push
a nigga
too far, that's true. And now it's like, yeah. All right.
But my version of getting pushed too far is like, all right, my nigga. I'm kind of toxic. All right, my nigga. So what, like, we finna get it cracking?
Like, I feel like you just got, I hope. And two, I feel like you just got to be clever with it. I've dissed a lot of niggas or subbed a lot of niggas. I don't think I'm.
But I mean, I guess.
But also, if I see you, niggas,
I feel like these niggas would be like, oh, he's contradicting himself. But when you do it in a clever way, you're not really, because Jay-Z is the sub fucking king, and his art has never been cheapened.
No,
this nigga was throwing subs on 444, and I fucking love that. So, but it still has replay value when I go back to it. It's not cheapening the art. Big Sean subs, they cheapen his art.
Yeah, and also
Drake subs, they cheapen.
I feel like you just gotta have class if you're gonna diss somebody, unless you just straight up dissing them.
Right.
And so,
at least be good.
Because I don't feel like I need to just straight up devote a diss song to a nigga. I'm just gonna talk some shit. I'm gonna say some shit that I know a nigga know when he hear it. Oh, he talking about
me. Exactly.
Right.
And for sure. To me, and I mean, a lot of times, I mean, think about, like, Infrared. Like, I don't think they talk about that nigga the whole time. I think he probably, like, mentioned him a couple times. But because it was a couple mentions, it was like, nah, this is a diss record.
Right.
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
June MP3, God Loves Ugly. Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Facts.
Oh, shit. I got put on the spot.
My bad. That's not how we go with it.
Shit, God Loves Ugly. That's just something my grandma. All right, so I grew up different. I grew up as a nigga. I grew up in a church. And I was so like, you always hear the saying, I don't know. I feel like every black person that lived the same life almost. So I feel like you hear the fucking saying a lot from, like, grandmas and elders.
Yes.
God don't like ugly.
Yes, yes.
But I mean, like, you got ugly ways. He got ugly ways. You got ugly ways. I got love ugly ways. And what's something that they say all the time to not exclude nobody in church? God loves everybody.
God loves everybody, yeah.
So he still loves the ugly. And they also say that God is, I don't even mean to get preachy, but they also say God lives inside of everybody too.
Yes.
So if I'm ugly, And if
you ugly
if,
too.
And, yeah, and it's also hold some on. Some 5%.
Hold on.
If we get like,
hey, hold on.
If we also get on the 5%, if we also get on like some 5% nation shit, I don't mean to go my J Electronic shit, but if we also get in some 5% nation shit and it's like the fucking they be saying what is the like what is the 1% like the black man and that the black man's God basically.
Right. Right. Right.
And if I'm God, I know I got ugly ways. Like I know I done did some ugly shit and fucked some people over in some ugly ways.
Right.
Right.
And
right,
so okay. God loves ugly. He still loves me. I still love myself. I'm God. But God also hey, still okay, loves
this
me.
This young nigga talking. Hold on.
But and so it's a few different concepts too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's okay, why yeah, the covers is like what you said, at the heart it's a self portrait. Because yeah, it's me. God Love Ugly, and that whole album is it's a reflection album. It's hey, a it's talk. A it's a it's a it's like a we go through a long journey, and it's a concept album too. If you listen, I get killed in the first track, and then from the first track we go to Land of the Dead. Mm. Then it kind of plays out if you listen to it that way. So,
okay.
And then in the end, I discover like okay, I'm ugly like. And that like I go through all the stages of after death, and in the end I come to the realization of oh shit, I'm ugly too, but he still love me. Like nobody's perfect. Like this nigga still love me. Like I'm kind of flawed.
This
it's a mirror.
Get this shit right now,
it's a one big mirror. That's why it's mirror interlude. And if you listen to mirror interlude, the song right before mirror, you hear me saying it's a bigger reflection. Talking to my mama, how I made a connection. You done left for all them niggas. You done left for all of them bitches. You done left from lovers when they split you. But it's a greater reflection or some shit. It was like I was paraphrasing.
This nigga,
but then when I got to mirror, you can hear like when I come to realization that's like I'm ugly. Like, and I was fucking barring up on that song too.
Talk.
I was going fucking crazy.
Talk
but what
shit,
I say,
nigga.
Hey, what I say, my fucking flow on that song was fucking crazy. What I say, is your life hustled like a Pimp C verse? If you live by every lyric, would you die in a Pimp C hearse? And now, bro, I was going
my
fucking crazy, nigga. I was cooking on that whole.
Hey, go get that shit, nigga. Yeah.
I wanted to ask how long did it take you to make the album?
1 year. It took me a year. 6 months to come up with the concept because I'm a thinker. And I was thinking, I was doing it while I was doing 2501.
Yeah, he was doing 2501 thinking about this.
Thinking about this.
Well, I get killed for taking a year on the album.
Yeah, 6 months. 6 months to, oh, yeah, see, you good, Vince?
Yeah, shit started falling because he was full of shit.
Yeah, because six.
That's crazy.
And then 6 months. It took me 6 months to actually start writing and then recording and then like another month for all the mixing and
so
get the cover and shit.
You get the bell?
What happened?
No.
What? I didn't even hear what you said. What'd you say?
You gotta ignore
okay,
him.
Okay,
yeah, see, that's
me.
Crazy.
Okay.
You ignore
that's
him.
Crazy.
It didn't happen.
That's crazy.
God loves ugly.
It's everywhere.
Yo.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Okay.
They let you get a year for album. I couldn't.
Here's.
Well, it actually wasn't a year from 2501 to this one. I was making them at the same time. It was. I think I dropped 2501. I dropped it June 10th. And I just dropped God Loves Ugly April 5th.
Yeah.
It was about like eight months. So close to a year, but not a year.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't do a year. I'm not that big yet.
You're on your third record. You had an EP before.
I had a bunch of EPs.
Yeah, you had a. That's the one that I first heard before. Damn, what was it? No Place Like Home?
It's called
Far Away From Home.
Far Away From Home was the first album I ever made.
So looking back, because it's been a very short amount of time from those three. So is there anything from a Far Away From Home that you think you have improved on now with this record?
Rapping, storytelling, and songwriting, and singing too. I sing a lot more on this album.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Some Outkast stuff here.
Yeah, I done got a lot more confident on the mic. I done got new equipment. I just keep learning, and I do all the mixing in house. I done got better with my mixing. Everything's better. My beat making is ever better.
So back to beat making.
Sample. Yeah, I've been beat making. Okay. I made a lot of these beats on the album. I made a lot of these beats on the album. Chopped up a lot of these records. I mixed it all myself. Everything got better.
For the Cookie Store avid listeners, June MP3 did an interview not too long ago where he talked about how he wasn't into producing at all. He just wanted to do the rapping part and the mixing and engineering. That was his thing. And now to come full circle, just an album later.
That shit came. It just came right. It came right back. It
now,
just hit me.
Now, was it one of those things where you felt like because of this concept being way more personal than the last one that you had to produce it? Go find
nah because shit. all my music is I didn't entirely produce. On the album I only produced like two songs by myself.
Okay.
But that made the album. I produced a lot of songs that didn't make it. But all my albums are extremely personal, so no, I don't feel like it was like that. I just feel like I just kinda I don't know. I just kind of was like, let me make my own shit. Let me do this. Right, I kind of got it. I always get in creative vibes when I'm in the studio with myself and when I'm in the studio with Jay. And it's like, I make beats all the time, but it's just like, okay, I'm not going to rap on this. But it, like when I'm doing something creative, I'm kind of in autopilot mode. So I'll just make up a beat or I'm just doing something to just get my creative spurts off. If that's making a picture or drawing, I do art. So it's like, it's not even all the time it's rapping. And then sometimes I'll make a beat. And then, like, I'll actually want to use the beat that I made when I'm doing a creative spurt later. Because I'll get a creative spurt here. I'll go make a beat tonight. But I won't fucking touch the beat for 6 months. But then I listen to this beat this night.
Like, oh, shit, this is hard.
And right, I'm like, oh, this is hard. And I can loop it back into the concept because the way my brain work, I don't want to ring my bell. I'm kind of a genius. So I always find a way to bring it back. For real.
I love it.
Facts. I feel that. God Loves Ugly is out now everywhere, including the cookie store.
Yes.
It's his third record in a year and a half. The nigga is working. Very busy.
Working.
Yes.
Appreciate all you niggas for tapping in to, because the last two records that he's put out with us have gone up. So you should tap into this one too. I heard it downtown in a parking lot, standing outside this nigga car, because I don't want to smoke weed in this car. And it was it smacked. So it definitely is going to smack in anything that you play it on.
Yes, and I'm in an old Toyota. So
you in a what?
I'm in an old Toyota. So.
Bro, I swear I made ramen because he had this fucking old Toyota
Camry.
He had a what? 99
but I got a system
Saturday?
In there. I got a system in there.
See,
so
that's all you need. That's all
his
you need.
His was like, I don't even know why. The fucking sub in his Saturn was nuts.
Ugly, yeah.
It was
ugly.
So nuts. It banged.
Yeah.
So all the songs I was making when I first started making this ramen, I was like, yo, I need to hear it in here.
But a lot of niggas get, okay, so this is what I had to learn with mixing. A lot of niggas get the bang confused with this shit sounds good, and then you'll take it to a different arena and it'll sound like it is.
Right.
So I had to learn how to get around
it
that.
It is, because you'd be like, yo, this is banging.
This shit is banging, and then I'll go take it to Kirby's in his ass, or I'll put it in my headphones in his ass. So I had to learn how to mix for all arenas.
Yes, yeah.
So now my song sounds good if I play it just off my phone, because that's how my
off the sub, and then off of the radio.
Or if I play it on in my whip. Yeah.
It is a difference. But for sure.
Yeah, anyway. So I just had to teach myself to be good at everything.
Listen, sound like Maurice.
Speaking of baseball, if you're, because the podcast comes out on Saturdays now, all together.
Why did we change the date? I never asked.
Because I don't want to drop an episode Friday and then turn around and drop an episode Saturday. There's just no point to it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I was meant to ask.
Let's just do all consolidated. And about, I don't know, a couple hours from now, the Growing Pains video.
Yes.
Shot and edited by our very own Vince, will be out. It features
Fresh Prince of Old Town.
That's right. Dark Side of Jason Raven. I really gotta start doing that. As like,
oh, look who the cat drug in. Literally, hey Mo.
What's up, Mo?
Y'all can't see him, but Mo the cat is here.
Mo is here. And Mo is,
that's wild.
Grand opening, grand closing.
That's him. That's him giving us the music.
He's like, y'all been here too long.
He like,
wrap it up.
The Growing Pains music video, me, June MP3, Paris Jane, Chris Soap, and Chris Barnett is going to be out here in a little bit. You should check that out.
Tap in.
Also,
yesterday I dropped
an EP called Two Things Can Be True, Remixes and Alts. Obviously, there's going to be some change-ups from some songs from the album. Got TVMA on there, Walk This Rave, got Casket Girl. June MP3, as I already said, you know.
Yes.
Oh, OGI Kid, FYI, yeah.
Shout out to FY and OGI Kids.
So you should jam all that shit.
For sure.
Appreciate you niggas for tapping in.
Do we got shout outs before we fade on out?
Shout out my parents. Shout out my mom, my daddy.
Period.
It's a fact.
Period. My shout outs are the Cookie Store, Team Uncut, and
Shout out to Cookie Store.
Thanks, June.
Big shout out. Shout out Forge for Fire. Shout out all my influence. That's right. Yes. Shout out Shock. Shout out Reese. Yes. Shout out Morgan.
Appreciate you, bro.
Shout out to the nigga J37 who be having this shit on.
Hell yeah.
Facts. Always shout out to my brother.
I hate that nigga, but I love him at the same time.
Shakir?
No, I don't really got no shout out. Shout out to Bum J. He at worst of the year right now. Fuck it.
All right, shall we out?
I didn't have no shout out, damn.
And Maurice Anthony got to talk.
Nah, you too. You need your shout, because you want to cut my shit off. Where's your shout out to?
My shout out to Cookie Store and Team
Uncut.
We
already said it.
You didn't shout out Sammy?
And Sammy.
Wow. It's your niggas, not your niggas.
Oh, Lord.
I told you.
Hey, whatever happened to Trill Sammy? Y'all know who that is?
I do know who that is. I don't know what happened to him, actually.
Yeah, what happened to that?
He did kind of fall off. Yeah, where'd he go?
My brother used to bump Trill Sammy all 2016. He was in that pump wave. Oh, we finna cut it. Oh, my fault. I can talk about music all fucking day, bro.
I used to do shout outs where I would just do a random shout out, but now since I feel like this podcast don't really care about battle rap, I'm gonna give up my shout outs to just talk about a battle that I watched recently.
I'm dead.
I love this. This go is over great.
To Rare Breed Entertainment right now. You can watch Young Ill
RBE
Young Ill versus The Saga.
Is that out?
Yes,
it is out
on the tube.
I watched it.
Yes,
The Saga died.
He did. Yeah, all right.
Young Ill beat The Saga. I would give it 3-0 if I didn't take away Young Ill's second for calling him the F word. I take away around when you call a nigga an F word in the battle. But yeah, it was 2-1. It was bad,
bro.
So yeah, shout out.
I just figured out why I don't like battle rap.
Why?
Cause it's the same shit that earlier talking about.
Yeah, that fits in. Yep.
It cheapens the fucking.
Yeah. Wow. That's why.
I also don't want to hear two young or two grown men screaming at each other either. So
I'm scared we're rapping.
And then I really didn't like battle rap when this nigga, my cousin, showed me this crazy fucking line about somebody calling. Well, this nigga said something crazy. This one nigga on a battle rap was this white guy. He said, "I hope when your father split, he called your mom a bitch, raped you, and sucked your retarded brother's dick." And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, that's a little. That's a. Oh yeah, rest in peace to the God Pastor.
Yes, rest in peace, Pastor.
I didn't know you said that, but rest in peace, Pastor.
Yeah, R.I.P. Pastor.
I was like, wow, this is not rap.
But, yeah, but also, I don't enjoy that. Like, that's not the type.
I don't
of shit
like,
I
like battle.
To.
That's why I just figured it out. That's why I've never liked battle rap. It just never clicked with me.
That aligns.
I've never watched that. It never.
Yeah, I don't like shock value battle rap. We don't need to hear you talk about different ways you're gonna kill a nigga niece. You know what I'm saying?
There's also a weird battle where they were auctioning off someone's baby mama to have sex with if they won.
Oh yeah,
that's also weird.
That happened.
And how you like M though? Cause he's a shock ass nigga. Early Tyler shock ass nigga.
Yeah, a lot of what Tyler said back then was more funny to me than it was like, ooh, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the goofball shit he did on Bastard. Like,
so what about M?
For M, whenever he would diss like fucking Obi nigga, I wasn't invested.
Some of
in
the
that.
Shit M used to say, yeah, I'm finna like, fucking put my mom in a closet and
he
pop a pill.
Stuff,
that
yes,
nigga is,
yes.
Okay, but also
he would just say
mom,
shit to rhyme in his scheme.
His mom also abused him though. Like in that, I mean, I grew up in Detroit, you know, around when Eminem. Like my grandma's house is down the street from where they burned that house down in 8 Mile. So like. His mom was on the news regularly for being like drugged out and shit like that. So he just had a kind of.
He just was lashing out towards her. In
a lot
of
but
ways.
Some of the shit he also said was fucking crazy. His rape bars were crazy.
Yeah, they were very crazy. Yeah. Very
and
insane.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of that shit I don't condone. I don't like listening
not.
To that shit for real. We gotta get out of here. We
all
right,
y'all.
Crib.
Love y'all. Gang, gang, see you on the next one.
All right, y'all. Hopefully I can come back.
Shout out to Joe.
No, you always invited back. First off. We out.